Hello.
Hey,
Testing, testing.
1, 2, 3, mic check, scooby dooby
Tip.
doo, scabba-dabba-da,
Testes, testes.
testies, you're live,
Coming to you live.
yeah, we're broadcasting live today,
Yes, from the Star Wars convention.
yes, what do you mean, it's not, that already passed,
Oh.
we're going back in time.
Coming
Live.
to you live from the Anaheim Memorial Center.
What's happening there? That sounds
I'm
like
not
somebody died.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on today. We're coming to you live
It's
from
Easter.
our
What are you
comic.
talking about?
Oh yeah, Easter. Coming to
Happy
you
Easter.
live from Easter. Happy
There
Easter.
you go.
Whatever holidays you celebrate
We're
on
celebrating
this
by recording Geek Brunch.
fine day. Yes, we are ringing in the day
Doing the Lord's work,
to celebrate.
like Daryl would say.
That's right. Celebrating the spring.
I'm so glad that you showed up 2 minutes late.
1 minute late.
It was 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think so. If you look on your Twitter log, you'll clearly see 1 minute late.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were late.
I gave you that extra minute to
Yeah.
prepare.
No, because I started at 8 o'clock reading Zorro number 3. This is by Don McGregor. I don't know if you've ever read him, but he wrote
Name is very
Sa
familiar.
Sabri back in the day, or
Oh,
Sabri?
Saber.
Yeah, Saber. They spell it different, right? Say it's spelled RE instead
Yeah,
of, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Saber. I haven't read much from him. He did some Black Panther, and I've read that, but I've never read his top Zorro. And I just bought a bunch of Zorros, and man, he's wordy. Holy moly! But I love it. Like, it takes me half an hour to read a comic. Can you believe that?
I do remember, 'cause, well, I remember when I was a kid, like when I used to read a comic, it would take about half an hour. Like back in the
Yeah.
day, I remember because I'd like plan out, like set aside a half hour to read a
Ooh, the
comic.
exposition, man, is incredible in this thing, man. It's like reading a short novel.
Yeah,
But
they go very deep.
I'm falling absolutely in love with this book. Like, it
Interesting.
is amazing. I'm so glad I bought it.
Yeah, I wonder if I have any of those. I don't think so. I usually don't pick up
It's Don McGregor and Mike Mayhew, and
Zorro stuff.
I just read the first appearance of Lady Rawhide. So I already read 0 through 4, and I can't stop. Matter of fact, I talked to Barb about Zorro for a half hour yesterday.
Just
I was like,
laying it all to
I
her.
had to just say how good this stuff
But this
was.
is just based on two issues of Zorro.
The 4 issues of Zorro, five
Right.
issues of no,
But
four issues of Zorro.
when you're talking to Barb though, is
Well, I
after
was just
reading two
talking to her
issues.
about one issue of
Oh,
Zorro.
just one issue.
Well, I kind of talked to her at the, I talked to her at the breakfast table about Zorro number 0, because I was saying, man, this one's ridiculous, because you think Zorro number 0 would tell you know, this is kind of like an origin story. It's kind of Zorro. But so
Yeah,
far
the
in four
history of
issues of,
Zorro.
so far, well, you know, he's got like, he's a Don, you know, like he's a sort of rich man, but he fights against the taxes
Was like
and
a
injustice
fancy
in
lad.
California. Yeah, he's a fancy lad. And Spain is collecting taxes from California, and I don't know the history of it, but it fascinates me that Spain would have, you know, such an influence in California in the 1800s, maybe 1700s. I don't, somewhere between the 1700 and 1800s. And Zero was crazy town, man. It was like there was this, he's just like going about his business on his horse, just riding mask and all, and all of a sudden there's this trapper, and he like sets this trap loose, and this whole log, like this whole tree, comes off with blades all over it, and knocks him off his horse, and he's like bleeding like bad. And this trapper just comes out of nowhere and just starts beating the living hell out of him, like this mountain trapper. He just beating the crap out of him. And Zorro, this whole issue is about him getting his ass kicked by this trapper. And then Zorro gets a blade and stabs him in the shoulder, and that trapper takes off and goes away. And he says, "Wait till we meet next time, I'll kill you," or something like that. But it was like ridiculous because it was kind of like Zorro just getting his ass kicked, and there was no sign of it. And then it said, I liked how they did pinups. Like the center pinup was like, issue 3, you're gonna meet Lady Rawhide. Issue 1, you're gonna meet Machete. In issue 4, you're gonna meet this other villain. And there were a bunch of pinups of villains that were gonna show up.
Like at the end or
Yeah,
throughout?
throughout.
Oh, interesting. Teasers.
Yeah. But then in issue 1, he met Machete. And that was interesting because Machete was a guy that he stole this. He used to make money doing legit work, and then he's like, I'm not making enough money. So he decides to steal the wife of a rich landowner, and he steals her. At the same time, he wants to rape her because he's like, well, while I'm waiting for the money, I might as well
While you're here.
yeah, while you're here, I might as well have fun and show you what a real man's about. And Zorro's like watching this, and this guy has like a lot of men, and Zorro takes all these men, and then he gets into a big fight scene with this guy. You know, he does the Zorro, he goes whoo, and he carves like a big Z on his ass, like cuts him up pretty bad. So he says, I'd like to see you ride a horse now. It's gonna hurt. And then he carves like a Z on his hand, like his glove hand that Machete has. And then they get in this big old sword fight. And they get these horses, and he gets the girl out of there. And then he's like, what's this smell? It smells like sulfur or something, like something's gonna blow. And it just happens to be there's a volcano going off at the same time. So him and Machete are fighting on horses, sword fighting, while there's this volcano going on. And he manages to use his whip to knock Machete off, and he gets consumed by the volcano. And then the other one is fantastic because this is where you get into like classic Zorro. Because there's, in all the Zorro incarnations I've seen, there was one in the 70s. My first, I think it was done by Disney. And I can't remember who played Zorro. But I saw it as a kid, and I always loved Zorro because he had a wit about him and he was always fighting the soldiers. But there's always a captain and there's always a fat sergeant. And the fat sergeant is the humorous one, or the one that is kind of humane and kind of sides with Zorro. Well, they introduce this captain, and he thinks Zorro is some other Don because of the mustache. So he goes to this Ramon Santiago's house, and he wants to arrest him for being Zorro, and he's not Zorro. That's what the interesting, fascinating thing is. And he fires a musket towards his head, and it like catches his head on fire and burns his whole face off. And then his sister comes and father come to take care of him because he destroyed him. And then while that happens, Zorro shows up to save that guy's, because he's on fire. He grabs his cape and puts it over his face and tries to douse the flame. And that guy's like, oh shit, that is not Zorro. He just burned some guy's face off. He wasn't Zorro. And it turns out that that guy's sister is Lady Rawhide. So in the next issue, she's trying to kill him. So she's trying to kill Zorro. And you're like wondering, why is she trying to kill him? And you don't see it coming because you think Lady Rawhide has red hair. You know, like why would this be the same woman? So you're like finding the same mystery. Like, why does she want to kill the captain and Zorro? Well, she wants to kill them both because of what they did to her brother, Ramon Santiago, and her name is Anita Santiago. And this whole time, they haven't even had Zorro as an alias yet. Like, they haven't shown his other side. He's been Zorro 100% of the time through three issues. And that summarizes Zorro 1 through 3, or 0 through 3.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't really have a history with Zorro, and I looked them. I don't even own any Zorro books.
Oh, I'm addicted now. I'm like, I don't know how I got on this, but like, sometimes I place a My Comic Shop order and I don't even know what's in it because I like gather books, throughout like a 3 month period, and by the time I place it, I don't even know what's in it.
Oh, you just adding stuff.
Yeah, and this Zorro book came through my little journey through Advance Comics, looking at the old previews. Like, I ordered a bunch of stuff that came from that old Advance Comics that we were
Oh,
talking
yeah, when
about,
you're
Outbreed
discovering
and
new
this
stuff.
Zorro and Topps Comics, and I was like, I ordered Siphons because of it. And this one has been a total gem. Like, it I'm only missing like two issues from this volume, and I have to get them. It's so good. And the art is amazing. And this guy is the way he writes Zorro is the way I've always imagined him. Because I've seen pretty much every Zorro movie since I was a kid. And there hasn't been a lot. There's been four. So
Movies.
yeah, I have never seen a TV show, but the movies that came out, let's see. Where is the movie list? Films. The
That's something
one.
I just have no history with the
Yeah.
character.
Oh, you know who played him in the first movie I saw? Frank Langella. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I think so. I
He played
recognize the name.
Dracula in that Dracula in the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, so he played it was and that's why I saw it. It was a made for television movie in 1974 and I saw it and I absolutely loved it. And then my parents took me to the theater in 1981 to see George Hamilton play Zorro the Gay Blade. And then of course I've watched The Mask of Zorro and The Legend of Zorro, Antonio Banderas.
Right.
But now I have to own those movies.
Never seen those.
I swear, I just go down these rabbit holes and it's like, man,
Have to have everything.
I can't stop, man. That's like, this Zorro thing is amazing. And then there's advertisements for other top comics, like
Uh-oh.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. I want to try that, like, really bad.
Is that the Mark Schultz one?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think I have a couple of those. He's a very good artist. I know that.
Yeah.
Very detailed.
But
I think there
yeah,
was a
this.
Kickstarter a few years back for that, possibly. Or was it in previews? I don't remember. They might have collected that at some point.
Yeah, I think the one. I think he's published for a couple of things. Maybe we're talking about two different versions. How do you
Was that a
spell
TV show at one point too? Or a TV show based on it?
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs? I
Yeah.
think there might have been something.
Because
I remember seeing it in my comic scene.
that's probably what I'm thinking of. That might have been a little after our time though.
So
Yeah.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, it
Dinosaurs.
is Mark Schultz, like you said, but it started off in Epic. So it was at Marvel before it went to
Oh, did it? I thought I didn't remember.
Yeah, and before that it was at Kitchen Sink as
That's
part
what I
of
remember.
it was part of yeah, it had to be somewhere that was pretentious. You're like,
Yeah, I
Marvel.
knew it was
Marvel,
not.
no, it had
Marvel,
to
I don't
be
think that's correct.
it's too
Well,
mainstream. A
that didn't
kitchen
ex
sink.
that
That's
didn't
the
I
one I know.
not right at all.
Oh yeah, I put my pinky in the
I knew it
air.
was creator-owned, though, so that surprised me that it would be at Marvel.
Yeah. So there's a couple of volumes of that, but I was gonna target the tops.
Okay. I wonder if I have any of those. Let's go to the file.
But having said that, I did see that Aaron Myers was selling their first appearance, so maybe I should buy it because I didn't even know it was related until now.
The whose first appearance?
Cadillac and Dinosaurs, I think.
Okay. I have two, number two and number six. I don't know what company. Probably the kitchen sink ones.
You probably have the kitchen sink because you would say Marvel. Nah. Volume 2 is Tops. And it's not even the creator that did it.
Really?
That's why I was like, Mark Schultz, that doesn't sound familiar. This one was by Roy Thomas and Dick Giordano with Rich Buckler. And those are names I knew.
Yeah, those are all. Guys did a lot of stuff. How do you spell Cadillac? I cannot spell Cadillac.
I couldn't spell it either. I knew it's
Cadillac.
CAD, and then I got it's
Perfect.
CADILLACS.
Is
So
there
you're
two?
missing the I. It's just one D. CADILLACS.
Oh, it's two L's. That's what it is. Damn it. Stupid.
So maybe I instead of going for the original, maybe I should just go for Xenozoic Tales.
Oh yeah, Xenozoic Tales.
Yeah.
That was his other thing, right?
That's where it
Maybe
came
that's what was
from.
collected. Oh, that's where it came
That's where it
from.
came from.
That's what it was. I knew that there was some kind of spin-off, but I couldn't remember which direction it went. Xenozoic Tales might be what they had a Kickstarter for.
Wow, that looks pretty cool. Man, these covers, holy shit. This is what I gotta start with. 1987. Is Dave Stevens doing the covers? Because if this is Mark Schultz, he draws like Dave Stevens if I've ever seen one. These covers are gorgeous, Bill.
He has a very detailed
Fuck.
style.
I am not getting Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. I'm going for Xenozoic Tales. That's what I'm going for. Fuck this. See this rabbit hole bullshit? And then I just found out Marvel did Laugh Olympics, and I want to get that.
Like back in the.
Xenozoic. Yeah, they did a lot of Hanna-Barbera stuff.
It's a Mark Schultz cover. Covers.
Z I that's another thing I can't spell worth a damn. Z is Zoic.
I had to copy it. It starts with an X. It fools you.
Z Zeno, and then it's Zoic. Okay, there it is. Ooh,
Yeah,
he has all of them are in stock too. Son of a bitch. Here we go. Add to cart. 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 Man, these covers are just worth the cost of admission alone to me.
And it looks like they did an artist edition of it too.
Damn, these covers are amazing, Bill.
Yeah, he's, as I said, he's known for his art.
No, but he draws some sexy women. I'm talking about like Dave Stevens. This is great. How did I not ever know about Cadillacs and Dinosaurs? See, it goes from Zorro to Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. See,
Well,
that's how I read comics. I fall in love with something,
you find a trail
and then I
to
find a rabbit
follow.
hole trail, and then wow, there's quite a few. There's
Yeah, this is right
14.
up your alley. It's about people going back in time to the
Yeah.
dinosaur era.
It could be research for my first
That's
Anah.
right. Hopefully they don't run into a football stadium
Yeah.
while they're there.
Oh, the other thing that I got is th that's amazing. I've never heard of this thing before. Maybe you have. I haven't. So one of the things I
Depends how
order,
pretentious it
it's
is.
pretty pretentious.
Oh, then
If
I like
if I hadn't heard about it, it's
it.
pretentious. Okay. But there was this publication back in 1993.
Ooh, that's
And
a classic book.
it's kind of like a fanzine, but it's not. It's written totally for
I
distributors.
only know this because I saw you post it. I'd never heard of it before.
It's Vantage, it's a Vantage speculator magazine. And the thing about Vantage was is they were getting interviews and stuff before they even hit Diamond or Capital. Like, they were giving inside information to investors. And it's absolutely fascinating.
Well, was the target like store owners?
Yeah, store owners and investors. And a matter of fact, each book that I bought so far, like I've only bought five of them, but they come sealed. And they come sealed, not in like a plastic wrap, but they're sealed with like this gold sticker. Like, you can't take this gold sticker off. A matter of fact, it took me 12 minutes to take off this gold sticker so I could read it, because without destroying the book,
Yeah.
it's that tight of a sticker. And it was that
It's
secret. They didn't want people to open this
right,
up
peek through
unless you
and
paid for it.
right,
Yeah.
get the secrets.
Because this is where the secrets were happening. And they were talking to like Jim Shooter about him leaving, like why he was fired from Valiant, and about the Warriors of Plasm card controversy. It was like fucking insane.
I didn't know there was a controversy.
They like well, there's two controversies. One of them is Marvel started to sue him because they had a Marvel UK book called Plasmer, and
Right.
they thought Plasm was too
Too
close.
close.
So he changed it to Warriors of Plasm, and
Right.
they still pursued the lawsuit, but they didn't win. Like,
Yeah, you're not
well,
going to
yeah,
win
but they tried. That's the thing.
that. Oh, sure.
They took Shooter to court, and
That's a vendetta. That's called a vendetta.
yeah, of course it is, because they were like, this guy started Valiant. He's making a lot of money, because at the time Valiant was like, Valiant and Image were like in Wizard magazine all the time. They were taking over
Right.
Marvel and DC.
Right. They're
Like,
taking their share away when they'd had it so nice for so many years.
oh hell yeah. And if you look at the top 100, they were taking books away from him. And they were like, what the fuck's going on? Now he's at a different company. Let's sue him before he even gets started. And that didn't work. So there was that controversy, plus there was the card controversy with the River Group. Now the River Group was who was contracted out to make the cards and the binders, because
Yeah.
they made cards and binders. So, Shooter was going to supply the information. But where the controversy came in with is there was a misunderstanding between Diamond distributor and the River Group, and Shooter tried to fix it, but it was already too late. So the pre-orders for this binder came in. Diamond put a limit on the number of binders to 15,000. So they said, there's no way we're going to sell 15,000 of these binders and cards. It's ridiculous. So let's put a max on it, make it collectible. But they didn't put the max on Capital. That's where
Oh, they
the
didn't
odd
tell
thing.
Capital.
They didn't tell the other distributor. So one
It's
distributor
weird that
thought,
so Diamond was, I didn't know Diamond had the power to limit things.
well, not only that, when pre-orders came in, you know how many pre-orders they got for the binder?
30,000.
115,000.
Oh my God.
And they couldn't meet the demand because River Group could only put out 15,000 of these things. So
Wait,
that's what
who?
this.
Start over. You confused me. So the limit was on the producer?
Yeah, I was on the producer.
Okay, so they said they can only make 15,000.
Yeah, and that's how they knew between the two distributors they had 115,000. Do you know what I mean? Orders.
Right, but
But
then they.
they couldn't fill them because of the agreement that Diamond had with River Group, and kind of like Shooter wasn't even in the picture until later, and he couldn't fix it. It was already too late. And that's why they came out
Crazy.
with the second binder. But that
Ah.
didn't, after that, the excitement had died down
Oh,
quite
no, too.
significantly. Yeah.
Second print. No one wants a second print.
Yeah, nobody wanted it.
So, did they release the second print?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I almost bought the second print. I found out it was the second print and said, no, I want the first print. So I
I wonder what I
waited.
have. Now I have to. Now I'm curious of what mine is.
The black binder's the second one.
I bet you I have the second print. The first print seems very
Yeah.
elusive.
But they're not too much in demand. I mean, they are demand for me, but who
Yeah,
am
I know
I?
they're not. I got mine very cheap, so. But I got mine years ago. Where is mine?
I could get a whole binder and card set for like, I don't know, probably 40, 50 bucks for everything.
Oh, is this it right here? There it is. Yeah, mine's black.
Yeah, you have the second one.
Damn it, now I gotta get the first print.
Well, I have the story because later on they came out with a Warriors of Plasm graphic novel, and it had the binder.
Right, has it? Yeah, I have
So
the
I,
graphic novel.
that was another thing I picked up. I was only missing Warriors of Plasm number 2, and now I have every single Defiant. So another dead universe is completed.
So while we're on, I don't see anything that says second print in here. It is from the River Group.
Yep.
Doesn't say anything about second printing. It's probably first printing.
You hope it is.
So, speaking of Defiant, I noticed a thing on eBay. It
Yep,
was a pic.
I see the binder right here, pictures of it.
What color is the original or the first print?
It looks like white. There's no black, there's not a black border around the image.
Now I got to get a matching one.
It's a full comic. It looks like a full comic cover. There's no black border around it. So that the one with the no border is the one
That's
that
different.
had the 15,000 limit. Now you're excited because there's only 15,000 of
It's gonna be too expensive, though.
them. No, I don't think so. I might have to go with the second print because the second print's readily available on eBay.
Yeah, I don't even see the white one on eBay.
Yeah. God damn it. I could have pulled the trigger on it like before the convention, but I decided I wasn't going to buy anything before the convention, and now
The
it's
white
gone.
one?
Yeah.
Fool! Now
I
I'm gonna
am a
get the next one
fool.
that comes available. I'm gonna buy it.
No, you're not.
Oh yeah, it's white. That's
See, I
nice.
told you.
Wait, that's not it. Where is it? I don't see it. It doesn't exist.
I could send you an image of it. I have an image of it.
Nope,
My
first.
database has an image of the first and second print. My awesome database. But anyway, another dead universe I finished, and this will get back to the Vantage magazine, is Triumphant. Do you remember Triumphant Comics?
I think we talked about it before. Was that the one that
Yeah.
was very limited to
Yeah,
like 100,000
it
copies?
has no it has the serial numbers on the cover, so
Yeah.
it'll tell you
They're
it's
limited
like a
like
statue. It'll say like
30,000 copies and stuff.
it's more like in the 15,000. It started off with a 30,000 print run, and then as the run went on, it got lower and lower because nobody was buying it. But the interesting thing that this Vantage thing pointed out is that Jim Shooter was allowing them to take one of his properties from Defiant and put it in a Triumphant comic. So he supposedly makes an appearance in two issues of Triumphant. Let's see. It's War Dancer. So I don't know if you bought War Dancer, but War Dancer was by Alan Weiss, and it was in Defiant. I have a full run of that too. But he supposedly makes an appearance in Triumphant Unleashed as well as Dr. Chaos. So it was kind of like an intercompany crossover without even
Interesting.
knowing about it.
I did not know about
That's because you don't get Vantage.
that. I'll have to get it. They probably bought them all though, so they probably don't have any left.
It's fantastic, but they're bad guessers on speculation
Yeah,
because the
that was gonna be my other question is, if you look back, how right were they about things,
like
the
I mean
values,
the
like.
things they told you to buy, like besides the things I already mentioned, they told you to invest in Exiles number 3 because they found out there was a death of a hero, and I don't even know who the death is of. But it talks about Bloodshot number 6 being the first appearance of Ninjak. That one's panned out, sort of. And Prime number 4, something's gonna happen with Prototype and Prime fighting. I guess it has two covers. One with, and I didn't know this, I probably only have one cover. One with Prime winning, and the other one with Prototype winning. So it's got like weird stuff in this thing. It's just
Yeah, just weird information.
they told us to invest in Vortex. You know what Vortex was? Comics
Vortex.
Greatest World. Do you remember Dark Horse made the superhero world?
Oh yeah, with X and Ghost.
Yeah.
And that's the only ones I remember. Was that from that world
Yeah,
we were
ghost,
talking
barbed
about?
wire, you
Oh yeah,
know.
Barfire. It looks like Vantage, like they started like as a black and white thing, but then they went to like a
Yeah, this one that I'm reading here is black and
the
white.
color covers.
Yeah.
They got fancy.
They did. But I don't know if you can see an image of it if they have the gold sticker on it. That
Let's see.
bitch took me like 12 minutes to pry without killing the comic. It was that
Yeah, and
sticky.
one of them they show it. They only have, well, one in stock. I'm gonna have to buy it before this episode comes out,
So
or it'll
good.
be gone.
This one here is not that many pages. Issue 0, it's like one, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like 12 pages.
The one they haven't. Well, it's weird. They say number one, but then it's number zero on the cover.
Yeah, my database didn't even had it. I had to enter these suckers in. I came across, I don't remember. Oh, I know where I came across it. I was reading that Advanced Comics again. It was solicited. That's why I found out about it.
Really? It was through a
Yeah,
distributor.
it was through
Oh.
distributors.
Well, I guess if it was going to end up in shops, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, "Oh, this is interesting." And even in this is the debut issue here. And it doesn't say they're limiting it to store owners. It's sort of towards them.
It just says for the serious comic book investor.
Like they say Vantage on Shadow Man 16 when it was still cover price, 'cause those books went nuts. So they're claiming they know stuff way ahead of the head of time. They
I
were
want to read this. I'd
expensive
like to
though.
read this just for all the Valiant and Defiant stuff.
Oh, it's fascinating. Let me tell you something else. Well, not only did,
War Dancer.
War Dancer appear in that, but it's got like Jim Shooter talking about why he was pushed out of Valiant. Essentially, he doesn't mention their names, but he said his two co-owners with him on Voyager, because Voyager was a thing that they came up with. And they published Valiant underneath it. Not only that, but they published the wrestling magazines and or the wrestling comics and the Nintendo comics. They actually came before the Valiant universe, so that was like a sub-universe. But this husband and wife kind of forced him out, and they told him that he could stay with the company, but he would lose his shares. And he had to sign a 10-year non-compete clause that was transferable in case they sold the company. Because the wife ended up selling the company to another group called Allen and Company. I guess that was where a claim was, came in. And her brother was in that investment group. And it sort of. They pushed him out and then wanted him to sign this crazy ass non-compete clause, and he said, "Screw that." And he said, "That's how I became Defiant." This one is interesting, and I don't know if it ever came to be. I'd have to do more research on it in my database, but early on, Chris Claremont was supposed to write something for Defiant, and it didn't. It didn't say what he was going to write.
Yeah, I saw that on the cover. It says Claremont.
Yeah. I don't think he wrote anything, so I don't think that ever panned out for whatever reason. But yeah, this batch of comics, man, I got was gold. I mean, I ended up getting that Blood Wolf finally. One through
Yeah, I
four
saw
plus the summer special.
that.
I
I
got
love those
my
covers.
Dooms 4, That's a Liefeld
Yeah,
creation.
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of 90s gems in here. Matter of fact, now I want to look up that Plasmer just out of curiosity.
I know I have at least one issue of Plasmer. Because they brought that out in this country as like the Marvel UK
Yeah.
line.
I didn't like Marvel UK, but cause I jumped in it for a while. Like the only one that I was getting that I really liked was Death's Head.
Yeah.
And but I kept with Motor Mouth for the longest time. I mean, there was a
You're
lot
in it
of
more than I was.
there was like Motor Mouth and Mestek. There was a lot of different
Oh,
titles off of
Inspect,
this.
yeah. Yeah, I just have Plasma number one. Probably very collectible.
But Motor Mouth, I have like one through.
Never read any Motor Mouth.
I have almost the full run of it.
Hmm.
I'm missing only 9 and 12. I should complete that. That's a damn shame. I'm so close.
Yeah, I don't have any Motor Mouths. Oh, to go back to Defiant though. So I recently got a page on eBay just because it looked interesting and I had never heard of it before. It was from a the artist is J.G. Jones, and it is a page from a book called Schism, which I found out never actually came out.
Oh wow.
But it's a page from the third issue, so they fully completed up to like three issues, and it ne for some reason it never got released.
And it's by J.G. Jones?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
Wow.
and I looked on. I don't know
Did you
what web.
post it?
No, I didn't post it.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't often post my original art.
Well, I want to. I think you should post this one. I want to see some old J.G. Jones before he, because he sort of blew up like 10 years after.
Yeah. So this is interesting. And I looked online and I can't remember what page, it might be like a Defiant type. I don't know if it's a fan page or what it is, but it actually gives like the breakdowns for each issue and what the
Yeah.
story was going to be. It was like a crossover event for Defiant
Wow, that's a
called
damn shame.
Schism. And I think it didn't come out because Defiant, before it came out, Defiant closed down. But that was going to be their big
I want to know why
crossover event.
Defiant crashed, though. Like, what led? Is it just poor sales? What led to its downturn?
Yeah, why did it?
Because it was only a couple of years later that he formed Broadway. I mean, Broadway was already an existing company, but he somehow convinced the people. Broadway does Saturday Night Live. I mean, that's what they were known for. They did other TV properties and such, but he brought comics to their label. I have a full run of that too. And that has some books too that were created, but you'll never see them. Do you know what I mean? They
Oh, yeah, they never released.
died early. I mean, their big hit was Fatal, and I think it ran shit like 5 issues.
Yeah, their stuff didn't last long at all.
Fatal was 6 issues. They only lasted a year. The
Turns out
Powers
it
That
was,
Be,
yeah.
The
Yeah,
Shadow
Powers
State.
to be.
If I had to pick like what universe felt more like Shooter, like if you're, oh wow, I didn't even know J.G. Jones did Fatal.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
Son of a bitch. I
that.
knew the
Hey,
art was fucking badass because Fatal was six sexy as shit. I love Fatal. Like when Broadway. I felt that Broadway had more of the Valiant sensibilities than Defiant did. Defiant, everything was like the whole universe was built off of that Warriors of Plasm. It was, and that was kind of weird. I mean, Plasm was weird. It was like another world.
Yeah. It was
But like
sci-fi kind
Prudence
of.
and Caution, and they were from that world, and like, I don't know. They were a little different.
See, Fatal. I only have 1 through 3. I should get the rest of those.
You should complete them. Powers That Be and Starseed are really good too. Really good
Well,
comics.
let's see what I have of those.
Powers That Be.
Powers That Be. I just have random issues.
Ah.
Yeah, I should
How
complete
about
these.
Starseed? Do you have any of those?
I know I do. Star. How do you spell star? Star Wars. Star Trek.
Don't know how to spell star?
I just can't
Good
find my
Lord,
list.
man.
I don't have it separate. I just have it under Powers That Be. Or is it two different titles?
Yeah.
I'm confused about this.
Oh, it's called Shadow State. Look up that.
Shadow State.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any of those.
There were 5 issues of that. 2 ashcans. I actually own the ashcans too. That's
Oh,
one
how
of
many
the.
issues? I have 1 through 5.
Yeah, you have a full run of that.
I do need some powers to be, though. Yeah, I should just finish this thing. I could have a complete universe.
There's not much. And they're relatively cheap.
Oh, they're discounted now, too.
Yeah.
Get them
That
now.
that's how I found out about the Triumphant is I went to their discounted, dollar books or whatever. And
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I could complete this dead universe. And I like Triumphant, especially Dr. Chaos. Like if you're gonna read the two books that are really good at Triumphant are Chromium Man and Dr. Chaos. There's other ones like Riot Gear and a bunch of other ones that are interesting, but the ones I really liked were Chromium Man. Matter of fact, the artist of Chromium Man, where he started off, I think at Triumphant, he actually started to be an X-Men artist later on, Adam Polina.
Yeah, he's done stuff.
Yeah.
All these dead universe rabbit holes.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Well,
Now I'm a Cadillacs and Dinosaur fan, and I don't even know it.
looked at it. I know he's very highly regarded, though, for his art. He has a bunch of art books and stuff. Crazy.
I'm just gonna go and make sure that that book I don't lose out on if it's still on his sales site.
Which book?
Because I have an order. Ooh, Tomb of Dracula number 4 for $50. 13 book. Very interesting. He posted something that I didn't know. Oh, first appearance of Nightwing, the Kryptonian Nightwing. He lied to me. He's posting more shit.
Are
I
you
was
talking about?
gonna Aaron
Oh,
Myers.
Myers, yeah.
I was gonna buy from him the first appearance of Major X, but somebody swiped it from me. God damn it. I thought I had it. 'Cause he sells them for lower than like what you'd see on eBay. Yeah, somebody took the book, the Xenozoic Tales or whatever he had. Oh, no, it's there. Oh, I'm gonna put it on my order right now. It's $30, but I'm gonna add it. Fuck it. Claim. So he Death, look up Death Rattle number 8. And not the first volume, the second volume.
Second volume, number 8.
Do you have it? That's the first
No.
appearance of the Mark Schultz Xenozoic. I just ordered it. It just happens. It's adding to my order now.
Know I have some Death Rattle, but I do not know. I have 18. That's close, isn't
No, it doesn't matter. I got the first appearance, you
it?
don't.
Oh yeah, it was on the cover.
There you go. I'm glad we talked about this because it was what do they call it when it was destiny kind of thing?
Fate.
Yeah, it was fate that I ordered this. I knew about it. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't know what it was about, and then I
To
read Zorro.
convince
See,
yourself.
what? No, it all started with Zorro. Went down to Zorro, went to the Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, went down the Ziozoic Tales, and then got to Death Rattle. How about that? All in
Full
one
circle.
episode of Geek Brunch.
What other purchases can we make during the show?
You still have those two damn Youngblood appearances that piss me off that I don't have.
Yeah, I
And
gotta still find my other one.
I can't believe Dwan found it for $5. Motherfucker. Right after we talked about it. Like, he wasn't even looking
Did.
for it. And we talked about it, and he found it for $5. Damn it.
Gotta keep your eyes open in the
Yeah,
garbage
I'm
pile.
not good at that. I just go for it. I just go for it.
Sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah. I bought a climate controlled storage unit.
I thought you already had it. So this is an upgrade from your old storage
Yeah,
unit.
yeah.
You got a climate controlled one.
Well, the idea is I should take a picture of the before if Barb lets me, but there's one bedroom that has trades, like hardcovers, omnibuses,
Yeah.
stacked waist high, and you
Yes.
can't even enter it. You can't even enter it. You can't even go into the room. They're stacked all the way to the door.
If you do that, I'll take a picture of my office.
I might take a picture of it and just send it to you.
I was gonna
Just send
say,
it to
but
your
I'm not gonna
phone.
post it. I'm not gonna post it
I'm
online,
not
though.
gonna post it on social media, but I'll send it to you and say, Bill, this is what it looks like before, and as time goes on, I'll post you the after.
Maybe we could make it as one of our Patreon levels. See
Yeah, maybe.
the behind the scenes. Oh my goodness. So you're getting rid of your other storage unit? Like you're gonna move everything to
The
the.
idea is probably I started with a small unit, so what I did is I put like pallets in there just in case, like in case there's something going on that have the lifts.
Yeah.
And one wall, we built one bookshelf, and I'm gonna start one side of the wall is the bookshelf, and the other side of the wall is gonna be for boxes, like comic short boxes. And it's a smaller unit.
Wait, you're gonna put a bookshelf in the storage unit?
You bet I am.
Why? You gonna
Because
hang
then I
out
can,
there?
no, but I can go find things really easy. Like they'll be
That's true.
ordered. I will, if I want to go grab my Epic Collections for Spider-Man, I'll know exactly where it is. It'll be in order. I have every single Epic Collection. You know how many there are? There are a lot.
Can't you just, why don't you just put that bookshelf in the your bed, the spare bedroom?
Because I already bookshelved it to death. It's already full.
Oh, you used all the walls.
Yeah, the walls are all used.
I know how that goes.
Yeah,
My current plan, I think I'm going to take the closet door off the closet in here. And then put comic box, and then put like drawer boxes in there.
go. You find a way to
That's the
increase
only
your
space I have
capacity.
left.
You'll find a way. But now that I think I have a plan, what I'm going to do is eventually migrate to a bigger unit as time goes on. I'll put my name on a waiting list and then I'll get the bigger unit when it comes in and then get out of the smaller unit and then that's how I'll grow.
So there's a waiting list.
Well, not yet, but I don't need it yet.
Yeah.
So, there might be one by the time I decide to do what I'm going to do. I can't believe I got the death rattle. Like, because I told Aaron, like, I was collecting a list of books, and I was like, I want to just shop for a week because I never know what he's going to post. So I said, give me a week and I'll just put what I want aside. And then at the end of the week, you total it and then send me the bill. And the bill was going to end today. And I just added the death rattle to it. But I had told him, I don't think I'm going to add any more. But he added some more stuff like that interests me. And then he added Jack of Hearts 1 through 4. And do you ever have a title that even though you have it, you love it so much that you can't, anytime you see it in a box or whatever, you just
Who
have to
did
get it?
it? Of course.
Well, Jack of Hearts is one of them. The other one is the Adam with when his wife goes crazy, Jean Loring. I have like 12 copies of it. But I don't know. There's certain titles that I just can't help. Like, I just have so much fond memories of that I can't leave them
Yeah, you can't
alone.
leave them
It's
in
like
the
leaving a little puppy and you have to adopt it, you know? Put it in its warm bag
Yeah,
and
poor
board
thing
and
out there all alone.
yeah, it shouldn't be alone. It should be with me.
Well, you're doing a kind service then to
I am.
the comics world, rescuing those poor lost souls.
I even started down the path of completing my Dagger comics. They were like
What are Dagger comics?
they were around the same time that Lightning came out, Lightning comics, like Purge and a couple of titles that I completed Purge finally. So I'm almost complete with my Lightning comics.
I blanking on this? What are you talking about?
Lightning was another like
Lightning, I think I
universe.
remember.
Dagger was another universe. Dagger was nowhere near as good as the as Lightning. Lightning was more professionally done. Dagger was a little not as well done. But if you look up like Scorpion Core, I completed that run from Dagger.
Dagger Enterprises. Let me look at these comics. Never heard of these things.
That's because you didn't spend time in the Christmas catalog like I used to.
Team Anarchy. Let me look at this cover. Nope. I've never seen these. Oh, they're
So
only a dollar. I could get the full collection.
I have a full run of Scorpion Core now.
How's Team Anarchy?
Let's see, Team Anarchy, I have a couple of them. I have issues 2 through 3, but they have 8 issues out. Oh, that one says adult. Interesting.
Let me see if the cover says adult.
It's even red in my database. I wonder how adult it is.
It doesn't say adult on the cover. I think your database is lying.
You could tell from the art, though, that it's not as good as oh, Mavericks was the other one.
And that's some 90s art.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Mavericks from 1994. There were 6 issues there. And the other title I never even heard of. I know I don't have any of these. Let's see what it is.
Dagger. Whoever heard of this? No
Ver
one.
Variogenesis? It's
Yeah,
just one it
Variogenesis is one issue.
just one issue.
Dagger. What's the history of Dagger? Fascinating. That's the 90s, man. All these cool
It's
companies.
like fascinating. We could like spotlight all of their issues because there's only like a dozen. Well, there's probably like 21 issues total. 20, no more than 24.
Oh man, this one cover is a very Image ripoff, but I like it.
Do you see? I mean, you go down these rabbit holes,
I like the
and it's
cover to
like,
Mavericks number two.
yeah. I don't own that one.
I don't want to get this. This stuff's gonna be garbage. It's so tempting.
Mavericks.
This covers.
Number two, I don't have. Ooh, number two is nice. I like the reflection in the blade.
Yeah, you got the so the dude wearing a mask, kind of like a Deadpool
Yeah, except he looks like he has like black sex tape over his face.
kind of guy. Yeah, he's very strange. Yeah, duct tape over his face, and then his hand is one of his hands is going invisible,
Yeah.
and he's holding a knife up, and you can see. Someone's attacking him or something.
Yep.
You
Or
see
like he's gonna stab somebody. That guy's in shock, like, oh fuck, I'm in trouble. That's the way I look at it.
it. He screams like a vampire, the guy.
And he must be Australian.
Yeah,
He
get
says,
some
get
meat.
some meat. Hell yeah.
Goodness. What was the other one? Lightning Comics? What book do they bring out? That sounds more familiar.
Purge was their big one.
Purge.
I completed that run, finally.
Don't see any Purge.
That ran from 1993 to 1994.
Don't think it doesn't exist in my
It
database.
does. PERG?
Oh, that Purge. P
Yeah.
How was I supposed to know that? PERG.
Purge.
Perg.
Purg. They have a lot of comics. There's no way I have all of these. I
Oh,
forgot
that
they
logo
have.
looks familiar. I think I might have some Lightning Comics.
I forgot they had did
What did they do?
they did
Ouch.
Helena.
Oh, they did Helena and they did Creed.
That's right. Creed was popular. Creed was
And Moxie. I think I might have some Moxie.
Creed was that was featured a lot in like the Wizard magazines and such.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they were bigger.
Wow.
They had a
That's a
lot of
nasty.
They do a lot of
Creed is
comics.
about that little kid, and I was like, they have like a, it says butt naked cover on two. I was like, I was mousing over to see what it was, and it's the kid pulling down his pants like he's mooning you on the cover, and somebody kissed his ass, it looks like. Includes a certificate of authenticity. Which is Volume 1? Volume 1 was from Hollow Heroes of
Man, they had a
Grave.
lot of number ones. They had a lot of series that just lasted. Did any other series last more than a couple issues? Oh, Bloodfire. And Helena just had like about 60 number ones.
Yeah.
But then they have a bunch of stuff just number ones. Clairvoyant, Catfight,
You're gonna have to get them
Death
all.
Angel, Deathmark, Dreadwolf.
You gotta forget. Ooh, Dreadwolf. How many? Did that only have one issue? I remember Dreadwolf. He was. It was. He
It's just
appeared
an
in
ash
Purge.
can.
Oh wow. Dreadwolf was part of Bloodfire or one of the teams.
His didn't even make it to
Comic book.
a full issue. He's had an ash can.
You gotta remember that during this time.
Maidenhack.
Everybody wanted to become rich. You know,
Oh, that's interesting.
they saw the image creators buying cars for their
Right.
employees and stuff.
Yeah,
And
this
they
is
were,
the.
this is when everybody wanted to cash in. So it's like a fascinating time.
Yeah. Well,
Not
there are
all
two
of it was
fascinating
gold.
times. There was one, the black and white boom. So after Turtles became popular,
Yeah.
there's a shit ton of black and white comics that came out. And then the second one is after Image became popular, there was tons of crappy superhero books that came out. From all
You
these
say
big
crap, but I
airplane.
think it's gold, my friend. I think
It
I think
is
there's gold in
gold.
those heels,
Well,
man.
that's I always pick the stuff up because you never know. Even with the black and white ones, a lot of it's total garbage. But every once in a while, you read something that's amazing.
Yeah. You know which one I want to get in that's relatively cheap and I don't have any issues of? Do you remember the girl character called Razor? She had like Wolverine
Yeah.
blades on her hand. I don't have any of those.
Is that that's that one dude, right? Is that every
No,
Bloodstone?
Razor was a female.
No, the creator.
She's sexy. Razor.
Wasn't that the creator Bloodso or whatever his name is? Heartso. Heartso. Everett Heartso. Yeah, I remember that.
This is good stuff, man.
I don't know if I have any of that though.
Razor was black and white from London Night Studios.
Yeah, I think that was part of the black and white.
Yeah. London Night was like a soft, it was like a mild Faust. Who did Faust?
Tim Vigil.
Yeah, I know Tim Vigil and David Quinn did it, but what company did it? Rebel. Do you remember Rebel? Rebel Comics?
Yeah, they did Faust.
Yeah. They did do Faust, but they did a lot of other stuff. It was very racy stuff.
I got to tell you, so just the other, actually a couple of days ago, I was watching a YouTube channel. It's by Jim Rugg and Ed Piskor,
Yeah.
the creators. So the guy who does, well, Piskor, he did the hip hop,
Yeah, and
whatever. I
he's
can't.
doing the X-Men one now
Yeah,
too.
he's doing the X-Men one now, and Jim Rugg did the Street Angel.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Well, they have a video podcast type thing that they do.
Yeah.
But I was scrolling through their stuff, the videos. And they have one on, I can't remember what they call it. They came up with a name for it, but of this genre, like of the Vigil type stuff.
Yeah.
And they have one episode where they just talk about like all the different series and show like pages from them. From all these black and white, like,
Yeah.
because they're all like really sexual and really violent.
Sex violence, yeah.
And they go through it. It's like, oh damn, it's really fascinating. I'm like It's dangerous though, because you're like, oh, I want that, I don't want that.
Well, they was there a comic book that you got called Splatter? Did you ever get any of that?
Don't know if I have a splatter.
That was from North Star. That was black and white too. That had the V-Hills doing stuff. Tim and what's it?
Oh, his brother, yeah.
I think his brother did stuff too. I have two issues of Splatter. But look at if you look at cover four of Splatter.
I'm looking to see if I have it first. Splat. I need a faster database. I don't have
Splatter.
any splatters.
Wow.
Let me look this up.
Splatter number four. It has like a sexy Donna Matrix, but she's like grotesque at the same time.
Oh my, it's blurred out. I have to find the uncensored cover. Not in stock. Add to want list.
But look at like number six. That's crazy. It's like a blonde girl with some guy's decapitated head.
So it's a horror book.
It's a horror anthology.
Oh man. I need to get this.
See, this is what this, to me, like people shit on the 90s, but God damn, it was an exciting time. I swear. There was so much coming out, Bill. Even more so than the black and white era. There was stuff, but it wasn't as much, like quantity. There was just everybody was trying to cash in at this time. I mean, you had the anamorphic explosion with like radioactive hamsters and black belt hamsters and fish police, right? I mean, there was a lot of
Yeah,
stuff.
there's a lot.
I wonder why I do not have any of my Faust inventoried. I know I have a lot of it, and I don't have it inventoried in the database. I will have to figure out why. Because I know I have some Rebel. North Star published before Rebel took over Faust. So Faust has two runs. He has the North Star run and the Rebel run.
Here's the cover. Is that
Yeah.
Wow.
Just out of curiosity, did you buy EO? That was from Rebel too.
Hey, did you see who the credits on the cover of number four?
On Splatter?
Yeah. Look at the bottom of the cover.
Let me go hold on, let me go back. On number four?
Yeah.
Tim V. Hill, Tommy Morris, Rich. Oh shit! You bastard, Andrew Peepoy.
To get it and bring it to him at a con and have him sign it.
That's what I'm gonna. I have it. I have
Oh,
issue
you
four.
have it?
I
That's funny. Andrew Peepoy. Naughty boy. Man.
didn't see that. I didn't
That's got
notice
to be
it on
one of
the
his
bottom.
early things.
It does. That's in 1988, right? Or 1991.
Yeah, 91. That'd be too funny to bring to him at a con. Amazing.
Now I want to get to my long boxes because I think I have more than I have in my database here. Now
Uh-oh.
I need to find my Fausts because there's no reason in hell I shouldn't have a full run of Faust.
I don't know if I own. I don't own very much Faust at all. That was expensive for a while, wasn't it?
Oh, it was hot. It was hot and it was hard to get because it's X-rated.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger. I was
Yeah,
like,
but it was still in
oh.
our, it was sort of in our early college years.
Yeah, so
Well,
I was gonna
not
say when I was a
quite,
kid.
not
I wasn't a
quite.
kid, I was just
No.
younger. We were like probably 17, 18, something like that.
Yeah, for the first Faust. But
Perfect age.
the second Faust, we were in college for sure. When it went to Rebel. Maybe not for the first issue, but for the rest of them, we were in
Yeah.
college.
Yeah.
Wow, that one's a naked woman on the cover of 15. Man, the 90s were great.
What's this Dr. Faustus from Anarchy?
Dr. Faustus.
Love these covers.
How did you
Louise.
get there? Is it spelled like, oh, Dr. Faustus? Oh, that you should get on that. That's only two issues.
Yeah,
That
get a
should be in
full
their
run.
dollar bin there.
Should be.
I don't own Dr. Faustus. Dr. Faustus is not directly related to the classic work of literature, although it is a frightening tale involving the deviltry and lost souls. The comic stars Joanna Faust, an English teacher. That name sounds familiar. An English teacher who had been riding out on the edge of some time. She slipped into an abyss one night when she decided to go out drinking rather than pull the trigger of a gun she had placed in her mouth. After many
Whoa.
drinks, Joanna began eavesdropping on the conversation at the next table where two men are arguing over the existence of the devil. This sounds fucking interesting.
Yeah, I'm getting this.
The older man had argued that the devil was only too real, and to prove it, he said he would pay the younger man $50 to sign a contract giving his soul to the devil. After
Classic tale.
that, if there really were no devil, the younger man would just be picking up a quick $50. The younger man took the challenge and signed the contract in blood, but when Joanna left the bar, she discovered that the younger man had been a fool. Dr.
Oh,
Faustus.
Dr.
You
Faustus.
sold me. Add to cart.
I
Dr. Faustus. Anarchy. It's only $1.70. Can't be bad. There's probably only one issue left, and whoever orders it first.
the first is gonna go. Damn, this comic is in demand.
Oh my God. So, you want to talk about some comics we read?
Fuck that. Let's just keep looking at old
We could
comics.
keep doing this. I'll go down this path. I could do this all day. This is you can follow like the anarchy path.
I'm just gonna get all the Anarchy books. They look
Necromancer?
Necromancer.
I mean, this appeals to you and the art. Wow. The signed and numbered edition is pretty sexy. What is this? That's a real woman.
Yeah, there's like some photo covers.
All right, we're on the Necromancer. Dr.
Necromancer.
Mary Sullivan had a new patient in the rubber room section of the hospital. Okay, you sold me. Her name is Heather Adams, and she has multiple personality disorder. Who, as Johnny, had coldly murdered both her parents. This was her way of dealing with the sexual abuse she had been suffering at the hands of her father. And then it says, since then, she was retreated inside her own mind, which now seems to house a menagerie of personalities, both male and female. This sounds fascinating. They live inside a heather, practicing a sort of black magic of their own in order to maintain their imagery existences. Meanwhile, in the real world, Heather has spent the past several years wearing straitjackets in a padded cell. With Dr. Sullivan's intervention, she managed to reassert her own personality. But the other personalities, including the homicidal Johnny, have hatched plans for asserting their existence in the physical world. That sounds good, Bill.
It does. Who are these Anarchy Press people?
Necromancer, add to cart. And then I'm gonna, like, when 3 months from now, I'm gonna, like, what did I get?
The shit is this?
And then that'll arrive, and then I'll be like, look at the ad for this.
Although in this
Anarchy.
case, I don't think they have enough comics.
These ones are a little more expensive than the other ones.
Yeah, higher demand. This one's from 2012. Interesting. When did the other ones come out? I didn't even look at that.
This one says 1993. Is that not
Yeah.
1993?
Yeah. But then they have another one, Dark Revelation, that came out in 2012. And then they did Vampy.
What is this Zin Journey of the Monkey King? That looks more
Sounds.
anime to
Yeah, I
me.
was gonna say, sounds like anime. Yeah.
These covers look pretty good though. Like I don't care for anime, but I like what I see.
Wow, look who wrote these.
Jay Faber.
I
What the fuck?
have no idea. That's crazy.
God damn! I like Jay Faber.
I know, he's really good.
Holy crap!
Wow, I had no idea he wrote Zin, the Monkey King, for Anarchy Studios. I'm fascinated now. Jay Ferber, what?
It's pretty incredible what's out there that nobody knows about or that nobody talks about. We could be that niche that people are looking for.
Yes, everyone's looking for it.
That's where our Patreon could go down, like this dark 1990 to 1994 path. Dark Revelation, what the hell? You mentioned that the covers look. What's going on?
Yeah, that's the one that's like a newer. Man, this one had like a lot of covers back in.
When fallen angels and hordes of demons emerge from centuries of hiding to reclaim Earth, bodies start piling up. But the only evidence left behind leads Candy Clark, a girl with a troubling past. Is she in another 18-year-old rebel or a key to mankind's destruction? That sounds interesting. What about Supernaut? What is that? That's
I
like a
don't even see
superhero.
that.
That's a superhero group. That looks more like Dagger Comics. It's spelled super and then NAUT. Not. Supernaut. Vamp Tramp. That's only one issue. So yeah, Anarchy has Dark Revelation, Dr. Faustus, Necromancer. Oh, they have a second Necromancer series? I have no covers for the second Necromancer series.
Yeah, I don't. That's not on.
They have Supernaut, Vampy Digital, Vampy versus Zin, Vampy Vicious Circle, Vamp Tramp, Zin Journey of the Monkey King in Volume 1 and Volume 2. There
Oh
might be
yes,
others,
I
but
see what you mean about the Supernaut cover.
yeah.
That's a very 90s superhero.
Very 90. Wow, the cover for Necromancer 2 Sign. Did you see that? It's that looks that.
Is that the James O'Barr one?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That is awesome. I'm almost. Wait, let's drop number 2 and get number 2 signed. I like number 2. It's got a great cover, but I'd rather have the James O'Barr cover.
James O'Barr cover is beautiful.
There's probably only one, so don't get that one.
We'll see.
That one says Ashcan Edition.
Yeah. I'll probably just get them both.
That's what I did. I just get them both. Fuck it.
Us is gonna get a bunch of comics, and the other one's gonna get nothing.
Well, that's what happens with me. That the downside to ordering from my comic shop the way I order is I think I'm getting like a full run and I don't
Right. By the time
because
you
by the
order it.
time I order it they're gone.
Yeah.
So like I thought I was completing like Namor the Submariner and I was missing and I thought I completed Moon Knight and I didn't because I placed it too late.
Yeah,
So
I do the same thing with them because I let stuff pile up. Because you can't place an order every time you see two or three comics you want, you know, so you got to let them. You gotta build up enough
yeah.
to make it worth the while.
I picked up some more of those little ones too, the Best of DC Digests. I got a slew of them.
Like the one, are those the ones that we saw at the con? Or that you
Yeah.
got at the con? Where'd you get them from? From online, you mean?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got those from the comic store actually.
Oh, come, sure.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. I'm looking for my goddamn Advanced Comics because I got a new one, and it was the earliest one that I've ever had, and I can't find it now. Son of a bitch. Oh, there it is. This is from 1992. And I wanted to poke through it. I'll probably see some of the stuff we're talking about in here.
Now, is Advance Comics the distributor?
Yeah. You can
Which just
look it up on my comic shop. They sell the Advanced Comics. That's where I got this from.
that's back when they had it wasn't just Diamond, right? When they had multiple
Yeah, when they had competition.
distributors. Yeah.
Ooh, Genesis West. There's a company for you. The Last of the Viking Heroes. I gotta look this up. I like the cover. Last
I do
of
have, I think they had a crossover with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that I
the
have.
Last of the Viking Heroes?
I think.
Man, these covers are like Kirby-esque. Some of the earlier stuff. What the fuck? Ooh, this guy worked with Tom Scholey, didn't he? Jack Kirby drew the cover of number one. What the fuck?
Well, there you go.
What is going on in this world? Oh my God.
I have number three.
I don't
I
have
thought they
any
had a.
of these.
Maybe they didn't have a Turtles one. Maybe I'm thinking something else.
Last of the Viking Heroes.
Let's look it up. Oh, if I could spell. Yeah, they did
What's
have
gonna
a.
suck is
They did have a crossover with Turtles.
we're mentioning all this great stuff, and they're gonna beat us before we hit the cart.
We can't release this episode
Yeah,
until we fixed our
sorry, I can't
orders.
release this episode because we talked about a lot of books we want to order, and we can't get you guys to order them before us.
That's funny.
Wow, I am blown away by this.
Do I not have this? I thought I had it. Damn it.
Well,
Viking.
I know Genesis West is a publication that that Tom Scholey published under. So, oh my God, there's good stuff here. I'm trying to see who the cover artists are for some of these because they're amazing. Jack Kirby did several covers, Bill. Howard Chaykin? What in the world is going on? John Byrne?
What are you looking at? Oh, The Last of the Viking Heroes.
What the frack is going on here? Jack Kirby, Howard Chaykin, Michael Thibault. He's mostly doing most of the stuff.
Yeah, number one's definitely a
Frank
Kirby cover.
Frazetta? Oh my Lord. I'm gonna post right
Oh, yeah,
now.
Chaykin cover. Nice.
We are not gonna release this episode because we can't have like.
Wait, what's this one? Jack Kirby, Dave Stevens?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna Dave Stevens ink it.
Probably.
Ooh.
We can't. I'm just gonna say we can't post this episode of Geek Brunch until
Oh,
Mike and Bill order the next batch of books from mycomicshop.com. We can't have you taking away these gems.
Arthur Adams cover.
What issue was Arthur Adams?
Number 7. It doesn't look like Arthur Adams, though.
Let me see what my database says. It doesn't have a cover artist for that.
Could be. I would not recognize it as Arthur Adams, though.
The covers for 5B? Holy moly.
Yeah, that's.
He's got a very Davis Stevens
That
type
is.
look
I was
to
going to
him.
say, that's Dave Stevens' eyes right there. It's
Yeah.
a Dave Stevens face.
And 6 too. 5 looks like classic Jack Kirby. Yep, that was the Jack Kirby inked by Dave Stevens. Man, I have to put this order in. I just have to.
Yeah, I don't know much about this. What did I say I have?
See, that's what Advanced Comics does. Like, I just opened to page one and I haven't even started it. And then I saw the Viking Heroes.
Have number 3. I should read it. Oh, it's a John Byrne cover.
There's
Man.
Apple Comics. Apple Comics is the one that. Ooh, they did a comic book called Fish Sticks.
Now, I have some fish sticks.
Desert Storm Journal? Wow.
I have some Desert Storm Journal.
Days of Darkness?
And I've never heard of that. Maybe I don't have Desert Storm Journal. I don't see it.
There's a company called Artline Studios. Bungie Press. Do these guys exist? The
I've never
Adventures
heard
of Virtual Man.
Oh, man.
Did
I've not heard of this, and I don't think it ever came out.
it? The Adventures of, I'm gonna look it up.
I don't see any Virtual Man. And I've never heard of Bungie Press.
It's possible a lot of these companies couldn't cut the mustard.
Yeah, if they didn't get enough orders. If they didn't get enough orders for Virtual Man. With a winner title.
I have evidence of all the issues. It's officially called Adventures of the Virtual Man, and it came out with a different publisher, but the same creator. So the publisher is Cornerstone Design from 1991 to 1992. It didn't even come out with Bungie. But the cover...
They might have
cover,
changed their name.
Yeah, this one said resolicitation too. Old Wait, orders are canceled.
What'd you say the comic or the publisher is?
Cornerstone Design?
I don't see it on my comic shop. All I see is Drifters. Number one.
Oh, this looks interesting. Dark Blade of Dracula. That looks sexy. What's going on there? Dark Blade of... Oh, that one never came out.
I don't see it. So does your database have it in there?
My database has every book that's come out. So, like, it won't have something that failed to get...
Was solicited but never
released.
Yeah.
Although they did, at one time, start doing... So their source of information came from solicits, like, from 10 years ago, instead of the actual, like, it came out. They switched their paradigm. So there is, like, a few years where they published stuff and put out stuff that didn't ever see publication.
Yeah. I wonder if that was the only way to get the information. Cause I know on like my comic shop, you see that as well, where it'll list like 7 issues, but the 7th issue never came out. They just have it.
Yeah.
Like you can put it on your wish list, but it'll never be in stock. And you can always tell when they don't have covers, then that means it never came out.
I actually want this one, but I can't find it.
Which one? The Dark Blade of Dracula?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe the cover art. It's just...
Maybe it came out under a different title.
Dracula drinks deep and ravishes young maidens in a dark world... replete with violence and babes.
Violence and babes.
I'm gonna look up this other title because maybe my database they changed the name on it. It's called Chamber of Evil. Chamber of Evil. Okay, that has issues. And it came out on Comax. Wow, that's worth $70. What the fuck is going on there? Black and white barbarian book. This is something different.
What would you say it was called?
Why is,
Chamber?
Why is it it's worth $70.
Oh, Chamber of Darkness?
Chamber of Evil. Black and white barbarian book features two lion-clothed sword-dwelling warriors, the Demon Skull and Condor the Slayer. And because of the nudity, it's probably best suited for mature readers. The stories are fairly pedestrian, sword and sorcery fare, and stress... primarily the violence of the genre without much attention to plot or characterization. The artwork of the main feature is a bit rough, but gallery pages in the back of the book offer up some nice pinups of the barbarian heroes, scantily clad damsels in distress, and malevolent monsters. Sure, it's not Conan, but genre fans may want to take a look. This looks right up my fucking alley.
Where are you reading this description from?
My database.
I thought, I understand that they have descriptions, but that's like a review. Like they're reviewing the content.
Well, they have both. So there was this thing. Have you ever heard of Slings and Arrows? You can follow them on Twitter, but they mostly concentrate on trades right now. Have you ever heard of Slings and Arrows?
Sound familiar, but not really.
Slings and Arrows was a publication and publisher that used to publish descriptions of all comics, and this was before the
Oh,
internet.
yeah, I got their book. It
Yeah,
has like the
I have their book. It's an
it
amazing book.
is. I love looking through it 'cause then I want
Yeah,
everything.
it's awesome. Like I didn't know any. See, that's why we're soulmates, because only us would have a book called Slings and Arrows, like,
And no one did this right off the
and
bat.
know what it is. Yeah,
It's awesome though, because it's like, I don't know, 200 or 300 pages, and it's just reviews of comics.
yes, that so Slings and Arrows is the primary distribute like a source of information for most of the comics in my database. Like it'll say from Slings and Arrows. So my database, I love it. Like I this is it is the best. I wouldn't be the man I am today without my database.
I might have to upgrade, but can I download that stuff to my phone?
You can now, but not you can't have your database on your phone yet. You can have a report on your phone. But they're getting there. They have an app now. So their first phase is to release the app, and the apps can get to your report. But that means you have to generate a report.
Right.
So like
Could do an upload,
ideally
basically.
what you want is you want to see your whole fucking collection, 'cause you're at a con. You're not gonna know ahead of time like what report, especially like if you're in the dollar bin, right? And you find Dracula's Sexy Babe comic number one, and you want to see if you have
Right,
it.
Chamber of Evil number three.
Yeah, you're not gonna. I don't think these. So I'm convinced right now that Bungie Press never existed, but the comic book did under another publisher.
Right, someone else picked it up.
Bertram Studios never existed. Like, these comics never came out. I can't find any evidence of these guys existing. Unless Grim Heroes is my last chance. Grim Heroes, and there's nothing. So, these guys solicited and never came out with anything. So, no, but their cover images. Do you know what I mean? So, they had
Right,
some.
they had something that they solicited,
They
yeah.
had something done.
Right, at least the cover and whatever number of pages, script
There's
or whatnot.
one to look, and that's Mega Heroes, and that's not there either. So I'm convinced they never existed.
I've never heard of Mega Heroes.
So they were solicited in there, but never came out with anything. And then Caliber Press, they exist today, but there's a whole bunch of stuff they published.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff.
Jason and the Argonauts. Patrick Zurcher? Is that the Pat Zurcher that I know today? What the world
Probably.
is. Jason and the Argonauts. That one did come out. Wow. God, I wish I could see inside the comic. I'm gonna click on the creator to see if it's the same Patrick Zurcher. It's black
Must
and
be.
white. Yeah, it's the same guy. This must be his early work, 1991. Wow. You know what I don't have any of? Well, I own one of them, but it's called the adult supplement, Elementals. That's supposed to have like a big following.
Oh, it's Bill Willingham's
Yeah.
first one. That's actually interesting because he wrote and drew that.
I want to check out this one here. Eagle, the Dark Mirror.
I love it.
That one doesn't exist, though.
Oh, God damn it. Eagle, the Dark Mirror.
I
That's my favorite
believe
title
how
so
many of
far.
these comics are in the supplement, I mean, in the magazine, but they don't exist.
Wait, Eagle the Dark Mirror Saga.
Does it exist?
Oh, this is Eagle.
Is that didn't American Mythology come out with an eagle? Eagle. Dark Mirror.
Wonder if I have any. I might have some Eagle.
Yeah, they do exist.
I know it's called Eagle in the Dark Mirror.
I do see it. Eagle, the Dark
Oh,
Mirror
I do.
Saga.
I have Eagle number one from Comic Zone. And in
Oh,
parentheses, Dark Mirror Saga. I also have an Eagle from Crystal Comics.
go.
Damn it! I need to read these. Dark Mirror Saga. That's wonderful. Ooh, and then number four, he breaks through the mirror. Comic
Man,
Zone.
Bill, this is dangerous, man. This is dangerous. So many good things.
I need to get some of these, I think.
So I just passed the DC section. Wow, in 1990, Eclipse was still around. They had Miracle Man, the Aprokofia. Gaiman was writing it. I didn't realize they were still around. Fantagraphics 8 Ball. Don't you get that?
Yeah, that
Daniel
was a big one.
Close. This was on number 8. Lot of these have your name on it. Hate. 8 Ball, Loose Teeth. Wonder what that is. Wow, Love and Rockets number 1 is in this one. Third printing though.
I was gonna say, order it.
Can I place my order? Can I go back in time and place my order? I'd correct some wrongs. Oh wow, Fleetway Quality. These are some that I've been filling the holes with, but mostly with Rogue Trooper and Dread, but they have other titles like Necropolis, and this has to be good, a Beisley cover. Well, I gotta look that up. Necropolis number 1. Necropolis. I don't see it from that publication. I only see Judge Dredd Necropolis.
What publisher are you looking for?
Oh, it is Judge Dredd. They changed the name. Wow. These look awesome. They have number one, but they don't have any of the others.
Oh, Judge Dredd Necropolis.
They have 6, 7, 8, and 9. See, that's what I hate about these, though, is they're so low in demand that you can get some of them, but you can never get all of them. Do you know what I mean? And you're always searching for them.
Right, the likelihood
Yeah,
of
you'll never
getting the
find
last
him.
issue.
Because you're not going to find him at a con. Nobody's going to bring Necropolis to a con. They're going to want to bring their Showcase number 4 and Wonder Woman. You know what I mean? They're going to bring their popular books. They're not going to bring their books that. Because they have limited space at a con, they're not going to bring stuff that's not worth anything.
Right, so the only chance you have is if you feel like digging through the
Okay,
cheap
I got
bins.
some black and white comics for you. These ones we have to look at. We got Dread of Night. Dread of
Dread of
Night.
Night. Not familiar.
The publisher is Hamilton Comics.
Is it Knight with a K or with an N?
With an N. They have one of them. Dread of Night. Dread of Night is an even example of one of those endless horror anthologies published in the 1940s. This offender is from the publisher Hamilton Comics, responsible for Forgettable Maggots and Grave Tales magazines. Our host, since seems like every horror anthology must have one, is a droll Count Robespierre, I don't know how to pronounce that, who guides readers through several predictable horror stories in each issue. The high point of this black and white magazine is that it managed to feature some above average artwork from experienced comic artists such as Gray Morrow, Nicola Cuti, Ernie Colon, and other contributors to Wolf and Bard. Bat and Lash. So it does have some artists that I've heard of.
So these reprints of
No, these are original material. In the like Tales from the Crypt
Right.
era. And they have the Grave Tales. That's a magazine size. So they were publishing a black and white magazine. Dread of Night is a magazine, believe it or not.
That's, yeah, it looked like it wasn't the size of a comic. It looked wider. Grave Tales.
Wow, Dread of Night cover number 2 looks pretty cool though. It's like very sci-fi-ish.
Yeah, it
I
was weird.
like
The first
it.
issue is like,
Generic.
well, it's a like a zombie coming out of a grave, and then the next issue is like sci-fi.
Yeah. And this has like tons of Harvey comics, man. I would have loved to explore some of these, especially like Tom and Jerry, Richie Rich, Saved by the Bell number 1. How about that?
I have some of the Saved by the Bell comics
Do you really? I don't have any of those.
that I know.
Oh, Innovation, Hero Alliance, one of my favorite comics of all time.
I
I
don't think I've
love
read that.
that. It's like superhero world, but it's more like sexual superhero world. It's like you're really in a literal soap opera of romance between these superheroes. It's kind of in the vein of, but it's not quite as toned down as Young Heroes in Love, if you ever read that from DC Comics.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's Captain Thunder and Blue Bolt, number 1. I've been ordering from these guys, but I'm not getting the original material, I'm getting the reproduced material. Because
Who?
Hero Comics, they're publishing comics on what is it called? Indie Planet. Indieplanet.com will reproduce the comic and reprint it for you. Print on demand. They do print
Yeah,
on
they do
demand.
print on, yeah, they do digital and then print on demand.
Yeah.
Literally on demand, like one copy.
Right, because I ordered some. I ordered from Christopher Mills, Rex Dexter, The Space
You
Crusaders,
know,
Rex Dexter number
I was
1.
looking at those and I actually went on the site to look at them.
The site is crap. It is the worst website
Was okay.
ever.
Really, why do you say that?
Because it doesn't have like let's say I was looking for Miss Fury from Hero. It doesn't list the comics in sequential order. It doesn't have like a cart, like
Yeah.
so you can just go cart, add to cart. You have to click on each one
It opens
and
its
then
own
go in
page.
it
Yeah.
to its own page and then click to the cart. It's hard to shop. It's not a good shopping
That is
experience.
true. And like in your case, like you put up like one of the comics that you bought that you liked. So I looked it up on Indie Planet, and I said, "Oh, like what else does this publisher had?" It was a pain in the
Yeah.
ass to try and find the comics from the
Well, not
publisher.
only it is awful. So the one that I think you're talking about had like a sexy jungle girl on the cover.
Yeah.
League of Champions. I think it's called League of Champions.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, I posted League of Champions and I posted Rex Dexter. I don't know which one.
It might have, I think I looked up Rex Dexter.
Yeah, Rex Dexter's like Bronze Age sci-fi. Really
Yeah.
good. It's in my al it's in my wheelhouse because the Bronze Age is like a big deal to me. I don't know if you would like it as much as I do.
Well,
Art-wise,
I read the preview and I liked it. I liked the writing.
yeah.
And I said, "Who is this Christopher Mills guy? You know who that
Yeah.
guy is?"
Yeah, he's done some stuff for Action Lab. He did
Yeah, he
Madam
did
some.
that. He did what?
He did some stuff for Action Lab.
Yeah, he did that. Like, what the hell is it called? Grave Digger?
Oh, he did Grave Tracers or Grave.
No, so
Yeah, no, it was Grave Digger. He did
yeah,
that?
Grave Digger.
He
Yeah,
did
he did
Grave
Grave
Digger?
Digger. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's
He
I was like,
didn't.
oh, no wonder I like that guy. Because I'm like, this writing's really good.
Oh, yeah, he did. And I own all the Grave Digger stuff. Like, it's really good.
I do too. Yeah, Chris.
Ah, yeah, he's really good. Like he's a smooth writer. Like it, you just digest it and absorb it. He's a good writer. I bought Planet of Peril from him too. I bought 3 issues of that. I haven't read that yet, but I bought League of Champions. That one, I liked a lot. And matter of fact, I ordered more from them,
Who
but it
did
was
that?
hard to shop.
Let me see if I can. Let me try to do it. League.
I read League of Champions number 16, and that was direct to this place. I don't think a print copy exists. It may if they ordered it, but let me see if they have League of Champions.
Is it Heroic Publishing?
Yeah. I thought that was the one you were talking about because I posted the cover of it.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they don't have. Well, they have it as 16's there. You look at the cover to 16.
I can't find 16. It's showing me. Like, I searched for League of Champions, and here's what
Yeah.
it gives me. It gives me a list. Number 9 is the first one it
Oh,
shows me.
you're actually on their site. I go to mycomicshop.com and do the
Wait.
same
But
thing.
first, I was telling you on Indie Planet. So it shows me number 9. Then number
Yeah.
10, then number 8, then number 7,
Yes, do you see how
then
bad it
number 4,
is?
number 4,
No, but they're
then
not
number
in order.
5.
What it should do is return a title
God.
to you, right? And then you click on the title and you can
And
see
it
all the
shows you,
comics.
yeah, a numeric list of all the comics. Damn. All right, I'm gonna do that experience on this other site.
MyComicShop.com. Go to the site that knows how to sell stuff.
And my comic shop makes it easy. Add to cart, or you could add to my add to
Yeah.
want list. Add to want list.
Look at issue 16. The cover to it.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Very sexy. So that they sold me on a cover, okay? So I was in there shopping for my Christopher Mills 'cause he's coming out with these like 60-page giants, right? He's been on Twitter. You should follow him on Twitter if you like him. He posts these. He's got like four or five more coming. A matter of fact, I was talking to Peep Boy, and he's doing one of the books with him, one of the covers for Christopher Mills.
Okay.
So like I'm ordering that one for sure. I'm gonna have to go through this awful website to get it, but I am going to buy it. But I while I was there, it did say, "Oh, you selected Christopher Mills," and I saw this cover for League of Champions, and I was like, "That's super hot. That's an awesome cover." It sold to me. I bought it, and I liked it a lot. And let me tell you why I liked it a lot. Because it reminded me of Hero Alliance, very sexual superhero stuff with a cross between the first, which was from CrossGen. So it's like, what if a bunch of gods were like sexually playing games with each other and with a bunch of human heroes on Earth? And that's what you get with League of Champions. It's very sexual. But it's very interesting at the same time because they're like gods that are manipulating one another for Earth. And that's where you get like the cross-gen vibe. I liked it.
Yeah.
Liked it. So I
Cool.
ordered a few more of them. I ordered like 15. And a lot of these are out of stock, you can see. It is expensive to get them reprinted, though. Like you're talking $4.99 as opposed to, like, let's say if I was ordering from mycomicshop.com number 11, that's $1.90.
Yeah. So are these ones that they brought out? Well, when, oh, in the 90s, and they're just making it available to you.
Yeah. I don't have much of hero stuff, but I'm very interested. And my next order
You can
is.
tell this one's from the 90s because number 11 comes with a card.
Yeah. One of the other things I want to get at some point is the Innovation Lost in Space books. I think they're amazing, and I love Lost in Space. But they had like Quantum Leap, and they had like Nightmare on Elm Street. They had a lot of cool stuff.
I don't know if I knew there was a Nightmare on Elm Street comic.
Yeah.
Let's see if I
I
have
think
any.
there's a couple of them. There's one that Wildstorm, I think, published.
Yeah, I don't have any of those. Interesting.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street has a publisher called Black Flame, another one called Freddy Krueger something or another, Wildstorm, which I told you about.
Are expensive.
And Innovations was called The Beginning. Nightmare on Elm Street, The Beginning. Nightmare on Elm Street Special. That was Avatar. Wow, look at that one. Holy hell. Oh my lord. I need to get that cover. Right, Barb? Look at this cover, Barb. You want it? Yes, you do. Did you know that Nightmare on Elm Street was an Avatar?
I did not. Is that a, let's see, Brian Polito and Juan Jose Rip? I was gonna say, is that
No,
a
but
Rip
that's
cover?
Rip. No, but
Yeah.
it's Rip. Why would you not want to see a Nightmare on Elm Street Rip?
I do. I want it right now.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to this episode just to make sure
Don't miss anything.
I can't, don't miss anything.
I need a Nightmare on Elm Street Rip immediately.
Oh crap. I forgot that Malibu had Alien Nation out. I forgot all about that.
I have a bunch of those.
Malibu published a thing called Extreme, The Art of Rob Liefeld, black and white. Interesting. Paranoia. That one's in full color. Experience fear and ignorance in full color. I like it already. Live life as a clone, glimpse at a wonderful standard of living in Alpha Complex, comparable to some or more exclusive eras in hell. Interesting. What is this one? Paranoia? Paranoia. I haven't heard of the creators, Paul O'Connor or Hendrik Kipper. These covers look like when your wheelhouse.
What are you looking at?
Paranoia from Adventure Comics. Malibu published them. They had a subprint called Paranoia. I think you would dig this.
Paranoid Magazine? Is that what you're looking at?
No, it's a comic book from 1991 to 1992.
Oh, there it is. Paranoia.
I was blind to a lot of Malibu comics that weren't Ultraverse. Like, I stuck in that world of the Protectors and Dinosaurs for Hire and stuff like that, but I didn't go into their adventure line. And their adventure line was mostly black and white, but man, they had some gems in here. They had Planet of the Apes. I need to get those. Rocket Ranger, have you seen that? Holy crap. Rocket Ranger. This looks like Rocketeer stuff. I like it.
It's up your alley for sure.
It looks like Betty Page Rocketeer stuff. The hit video game. It was actually a video game. Rocket Ranger. I didn't know that Eternity published Evil Ernie. How about this comic book, The Eliminator? What that is.
I don't know, I can't spell it.
Eliminator. I own
two series.
This. I own that one. I own that. I'm looking at the second one, the one from Eternity Press, which is Malibu still, but. Ooh, that has Leonard Kirk artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The second one does. No, the first one. Second one has Mike Zeck art.
I don't see the second one. Is it called? Does it have something else in front of the title?
Ultraverse.
Oh no, that's that one I own. If it's Ultraverse, I own it.
Okay, I don't have that. How did I not get that one?
It was an obscure title. It came towards the tail end.
Ah,
like that was towards when they were getting ready to sell to Marvel. Anytime you see that siren chick, that means they were really close to selling to Marvel. Ghosts of Dracula. I wonder if this one was any good.
Man, that Eliminator, they're like 44 pages, 36 pages.
Yeah.
Maybe they knew the end was near and they were trying to like cram as much as they could in.
Could be.
Get the story out. They said, you know that 12-issue series you were going to do? Let's cut it down.
Heart Day of Darkness. There's one called Harte of Darkness.
Harte
of Darkness.
How do you spell Harte?
Harte.
Eternity. Never heard of this.
I never heard of so many of these things, man.
Yeah, I'm not. I haven't really heard of a lot of the Eternity books. That's definitely a hole in my knowledge.
Ground Zero is another one.
Vampire Detective.
Ground Zero had okay, just one. You know what's interesting about these covers is I don't think. I gotta go to my comic shop and just confirm this, because I'm seeing a weird situation here, where the books that they're soliciting are not. Yep, this is okay. So like Ground Zero, if you go to my comic shop in my database, they only have issues 1 and 2, but what's solicited in this comic book is issue 4, and it doesn't exist. And Heart of Darkness is the same thing. So this must be like when this must be like some of the publications never finished.
Weird. Now, Eternity did publish in 1987 one of my favorite comics, Pirate Corps,
I never heard of that.
from that's Evan Dorkin. That was Evan Dorkin's space comedy. It was Pirate Corps, and then it became, oh shit, what did it become after Pirate Corps? I don't remember anymore.
Pirate Corps, 1987.
Something Planet. Hectic Planet. It became Hectic Planet after that. I don't remember who published Hectic Planet.
Wow, Pirate Corps has a dollar bill at the end of it.
Yeah. Well, Hectic Planet was
Is Pirate Corps awesome?
slave labor.
Like,
What?
is it something that I would enjoy, Pirate Corps?
I don't know, and I haven't read it in a long time.
Because there's no description for it in my database. Oh, there's a second series of Pirate Corps? Which one do you have?
I have all pirate cores.
So there's a slave labor Pirate Corps too.
Yeah, it moved to
Fascinating.
them.
I'm wondering if this is a fascinating issue of Advanced Comics that I got because it was somebody else's issue. I can tell because they highlight the books they want. They put
Oh,
a
really?
blue marker on what they wanted, and these guys didn't real like they really stuck with the big publishers. They did go into Dark Horse. They got like some Predator and Terminator and Alien stuff. Next Man, he put a plus next to.
Oh,
He
what does that
really
mean?
wanted some. He ordered Cyber Rad from Continuity. This is interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't catch on to this until I gotta find out what this guy ordered. A lot of Marvel and DC.
How thick are these? Like, are they just like magazine thickness?
They're about as thick as they're about half the size of the current previews.
Okay, yeah.
They have a lot of quantity. They just don't spend a lot. The solicit page is just a smaller solicit. Wait a second. What is this Doc Savage stuff? I thought I owned every of them. Millennium Press. Where is it? Doc Savage, Man of Bronze. I don't see it under that title.
Who published it?
Millennium. I'm trying to see if it actually saw the light of day, and I'm having a hard time. Oh, yeah, it did. I own two of them. So there's an issue three and four.
Man, Eternity published a lot of comics.
They did.
So much.
And some of them seem really interesting to me. So does their Adventure Comics line. Like, I put on my list Rocket Ranger for sure. Right now, I have three on my list that are must-buys: Last of the Viking Heroes, Xenozoic Tales, and Rocket Ranger. They're just books that I have to have. North Star. I entered in the North Star stuff. Well, before that, Mirage, they were publishing Ninja Turtles. There was a a title called Turtle Soup from the.
Yeah. Yeah, that lasted a few issues.
I never heard of this publisher, Mr. Planet. Does this
Mr.
thing
Planet, not
exist?
Captain Planet.
It's Mr. Planet. They even had a title called
Planet
Mr.
Fusion.
Planet. This looks weird cover. It looks like something out of the Addams Family. What the fuck is that?
Right,
He's
Mr.
got a
Planet.
head of a like as a planet. The first
Oh,
issue
like a
looks like,
moon.
yeah.
It's got a moon head.
Mr. Planet.
Wow, number three is weird.
It
It's Mr. Planet on a like a motorcycle, and then the back of the motorcycle is like this cage full
cage of
of
souls or something.
skeletons or something screaming. Damn, Mr. Planet, what are you doing?
I wonder what this is like inside. I would
I
be
don't know. I'm curious
curious.
about this, Mr. Planet. Five issues.
And they had a Twilight Theater, but I don't think that ever saw publication, in a book called West Hell, which I don't think. So a lot of these are like solicited, but they never see the light of day. Nightwind Enterprises. I wonder if they existed. Dragonfire. Yep, they existed. There were four issues in 1991. Interesting. China Sea is another one. Who is this Barry? This looks like something in your wheelhouse because it's a writer and creator called Barry Blair. He does the art and the writing.
He did all those. He did Elf Lord,
So th he
Samurai,
did Dragonfire.
yeah, Dragonfire.
Did you have Dragonfire?
I'm probably due.
He
I
did
feel
Chi
like Barry Blair.
he did China Sea too.
I have China Sea. That was only three issues.
It was four and one graphic novel. I don't know if it's a collective graphic novel.
Yeah, I have a bunch of dragon. I have a bunch of Dragonfire.
China Sea looks interesting. Like just by the covers, there's no description. The drug kingpin instructs the magic child to conjure up a host of demons and monsters to combat Troy and the monkey tribe. Can Troy defeat the creatures and the kingpin's minions in time to save? Sounds like he's like a boat. He's a smuggler of some sort.
I haven't read that. Barry Blair is interesting though, because he got into like later in his career, he was drawing a lot of like young boys, scantily clad young boys
Oh, really?
in his comics, yeah.
What is Strout Knot? Stratonaut. Do you have that? That's Barry Blair too.
I don't know. He also had a lot of stuff. I actually have a couple of Barry Blair pages. Not the young boy pages, but
I hope not.
I do have. Oh no, I lost my glasses.
So he's in prison right now.
He passed away, I think, a
Kimura.
few years ago. I can't find my glasses. Son of a bitch. I'm
What do you,
blind.
weren't you wearing them?
I was. Apparently, I took them off. Anyway, I have a Barry Blair page on my wall. It's one of my
Oh,
favorite
wow.
pages.
It's a small world, man.
I'll have to, but I can't remember what
Looking
comic it's from.
at it seems like his publication is Nightwind Enterprises from Wind is spelled WYND.
Yeah, he started it. I think it was Aircel, or however you say it.
Yeah.
When he was doing like Elf Lord and Samurai. But then, yeah, I think the Nightwind was his own. Actually, he might have started Aircel. I'm not sure. But then I think Nightwind was his. Oh, Stratonaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
I'm looking up Leatherface now, 'cause he supposedly had a publication at North Star, but I don't show it in my database. I see the one from AirPad, but I don't see one from North Star. Leatherface. Oh, there it is. Why doesn't my database have it? Oh, it does have it. They just have it under a different publisher. These aren't cheap.
What are you looking at?
Leatherface from North. Well, it's from North
North
Star.
Star.
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
But you know what is interesting is this is another case of it only having four issues, but the one I'm looking at solicited issue six. So I was looking for this cover because Leatherface, it was a cool cover. It has Leatherface on the cover and it has his chainsaw and the reflection of somebody's face on the chainsaw as he's cutting
Ooh,
him up.
it's classic.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes from North Star? I do like Sherlock Holmes comics. I'd be interested to see what North Star does with him. There's another long run of Sherlock Holmes from Eternity. 23 issues, my God.
Oh, North Star is the one that did Faust.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at Sherlock
Splatter.
Holmes Chronicles of Crime and Mystery. They only have one issue.
Only one
So
issue.
that this one is that issue too.
Oh man, I wonder if that's Sherlock Holmes done in the Faust style. $6. If it was $1.70, I would get it.
There's a publisher called Post Mayhem. Never heard of them. They had titles like Agency Files, Face, Fourth Generation, Spark, Tokyo Bay, and Victory. I don't think any of these exist, but we'll see. Victory. Here's an image victory. I don't think this thing exists. I'm pretty sure that they existed in some capacity. They just never saw print.
What
Somebody
is
must
that?
have put work into these.
Oh, for sure.
They just never saw the light of day. And then your favorite revolutionary comics. You could see here the Beatles Experience, Hard Rock Comics featuring Metallica, The Grateful Dead.
I remember when Rock and Roll Comics number one was very popular. It was a hot comic.
And then Rip Off Press, The Freak Brothers.
Who was that? Who was in Rock and Roll Comics number one?
Rock
Was
and
it like
well, this isn't Rock and Roll Comics. Rock and Roll Comics was their sub. The thing was Revolutionary Comics. The
yeah.
publication that they had under Revolutionary Comics, Rock and Roll Comics, but it says Hard Rock Comics number one.
Oh, Hard Rock Comics.
Yeah. Featured Metallica. The Beatles Experience had seven issues, if it exists. Beatles Experience. It does. And it had 8 issues, so they went beyond what they said they were going to do.
Rousing success. Hard Rock Comics. Well, that had 20 issues.
Yeah, I think they were popular back. I never had any, but.
I never had any. I don't think I have any of the Hard Rock ones. I know I have some of the Rock and Roll comics.
Ah, do you have this one from Tundra Brat Pack? I own most of those.
I do. That's
That one,
Rick.
that was a crazy series.
What is it? Rick Geary? Is it? No, who does that?
Veach.
Rick Veitch, I said. Yeah, I have a bunch of those. Don't think I have a full run, though.
I'm missing number 4. That's a nasty cover. Wow. Did you see cover 4?
No.
You see camel toe for sure. And then you see like she's holding inside of her belt, she's holding some guy's balls, like she cut off his nuts. Brat Pack number 4, the one I don't own. So I own one because I remember one had the. So what Brat Pack is it's like if it focuses on characters like Robin and the dark world of the sidekick is what Brat Pack is. And it's dark.
Oh, I don't have, I only have 1 in 5.
Well, you're not too far behind. I only have 2 more issues than you do, 2 and 3. I need number 4 though. That one I should add to my list. Brat Pack. Have to place this order today for some of these. I need to make sure I get this full run of the Last of the Viking Heroes. That is so up my alley, Bill. I need to have that. Well, this guy was a Valiant guy, too. He highlighted everything in
Oh, there
Valiant.
you go. Kindred spirit.
See, this I didn't know existed. From Valiant, it says Best of Turok, Volume 1. I don't think that ever came out.
That did not come out.
I would have known about that.
Would
Yeah,
bet that didn't come
that did
out.
not come out.
So what was it? Best of Turok. What's that?
It was supposed to be reprints of Turok.
Like the old, like what?
Yeah,
Valiant Turok or earlier
well, you
stuff?
do you remember Valiant published a comic called Vintage Magnus Robot Fighter? It was a comic. Well, this was supposed to be Turok's version of that. Best of Turok. It never came out though.
Okay. I forgot they did a
Because I
vintage
have all of their comics, so I would be shocked if I
Magnus.
didn't have it. What is this, Steel Nation? I'm getting to wonder. Steel Nation. That doesn't exist either. But that would have been a hell of a thing. Oh, it's a reprint of Magnus Robot Fighter 1 and 2. That never came out.
What was it called?
Steel Nation.
Okay. So the vintage, it looks like the vintage Magnus reprinted the 1963-ish comics.
Did it from Valiant?
Yeah. What it says
Vintage.
reprints Magnus
Oh yeah, Vintage
Robot Fighter
Magnus
number
did exist. I
22.
have those. It's 4 issues.
Yeah, so there
I'm
were
trying to
five.
find if there's a vintage Turok and I can't
Yeah.
find it.
They eventually, well, who eventually did Dark Horse eventually
Dark
publish?
Horse published the
Yeah, the
hardcovers.
earlier
Yeah.
Turok stuff, yeah. That's some good. I remember I read the first. Did they put it like as a backup or something?
Of the Turok?
Yeah. I think when they brought out, like,
they brought out the new Jim Shooter ones. They might have. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they did. Because I remember I read the Shooter one and it was good. And then I read the old one. I was like, damn, that old one was really good.
It was better than the first one.
It was. Like, son of a bitch. I don't think I ever got those, though. They're probably worth a lot of money now.
The original ones?
No, those are reprinted hardcover.
Oh, I do have those.
They're probably out of print now.
I bet these are worth money if they ever came out. These are trades from DC. The original Swamp Thing. But the question, Thunder Over the Abyss soft cover, printing 1 through 5. Wow. I wonder if that ever came out. Because you'd be surprised how much trades could be worth. Out of print trades?
Seriously, as soon as stuff goes out of print, it gets ridiculous in price.
Yeah, see, this one, they have the new one that was re-released, but this is like an old 1990 trade that I don't know if I ever saw the light of day. This guy wanted Lobo's Greatest Hits, though. He highlighted it. He wanted it bad.
Did he put a plus sign next to it?
Yeah, he highlighted it twice. He highlighted it in the Hot Flash preview, and he highlighted it in the listing. He wanted it bad. And then in the book section, he wanted Amazing Heroes, 198. He wanted Wizard Magazine, number 6.
Are you sure this wasn't you?
No, because I would have highlighted everything. There would have been like
plus signs everywhere.
Well, people used to like get really bothered by me like in college, because back in my day, I used to highlight what I thought was important in the book that I had to. So what?
Oh, when you your notebook?
Yeah, no, the actual book, the textbook.
Yeah, the textbooks.
So I would highlight the hell out of it. And they're like, well, you might as well just reread the whole damn book. You highlighted everything. But I would just go back and, like, before a test, go back over the highlights and say, I might want to know this before I go into the exam.
You say, this isn't a comic book. I can highlight it.
Yeah, so that was Advanced Comics. That led us down a lot of rabbit holes.
Still be going down some of those rabbit holes. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
It was an interesting time.
Trying to see if he highlighted anything in the back half of previews. I'd be really curious. Or Advanced Comics.
The back half of Advanced Comics.
Where they have books and games and videos.
Toys.
Nah, he didn't highlight anything.
He's not a toy guy. Or a game guy.
Theoretically, he was a lot like me at this time period, except I bought a lot more. But his focus was on the big two. That's where I was. Valiant. I guess at this time there was no Image. Not yet.
So back then, how did it work for stores? Like, I know they could order from either distributor, but did a store, like, just pick a distributor and kind of stick with them?
I think so. I think...
Like, would you have, like, Advanced shops and then premium shops?
Mine was Tall Tales, and they focused on Advanced Comics. Because I never even knew Diamond until they cornered the market. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I didn't know that previews existed. I just, at the time, I just thought, hey, unless I saw, like, a distributor war article in Wizard or something like that, I didn't even know they existed. Like, this was where I got my comics from, Advanced Comics.
Yeah. The place I went, it was always previews. Like, so this would be back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I was ordering for previews. So I always...
This all ties back to that Vantage magazine, too, because that Vantage magazine talked about Dark Horse's Legend imprint. Do you remember the Legend imprint?
Yes.
Frank Miller, Art Adams,
John Byrne.
Paul Chadwick, John Byrne,
yeah.
Mike Mignola, which was doing the Hellboy stuff, Walt Simonson, Jeff Darrow. This must have been the beginning of it, because it had X-Men and they didn't really publish a lot back then compared to what they do now. Mostly Predator, Terminator, and the Legend imprint.
Oh, I found my glasses. Good news, everyone. They're on the floor. I almost stepped on them.
I found my glasses. Crack. Well, can I ask a question? How did the glasses end up off your face?
I took them off because I was looking at my screen.
Oh, so you're blind as shit, too. Like, you have the old man eyes.
Yes.
You either
established that.
It's
yeah.
either or. You can't see both. Hey, I got to take my glasses off so I can read this.
That's right. I have to see. I need my glasses to see far. But if I have my glasses on, I can't see up close.
I need those librarian, like, hooks that they used to put on their glasses. You know how the old librarians. So when I read, I could just let my glasses fall
hang
off
around,
my face.
Hang them
off my neck. Yeah off my...
It's because we lost. We don't have flexibility anymore in our eyes.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
Stupid eyes lose their flexibility. Don't get old, kids. It's not worth it.
Avoid it at all costs.
Except you can afford more comics. So
yeah, that's right.
So that part's good.
If you're a kid now, you can't afford comics.
No, it's hard. It'd be rough.
It's... Too much. I'm
trying to see if I think I have the Next Men collection, like Omnibus.
I didn't know they had a collected edition of it.
I think it's this book here, but I can't read what the title is.
So Next Men.
Can't get it out because it's blocked.
Next Men, I own all of them except for 30, which is the final issue.
I need a flashlight. I don't have a flashlight in here. Oh, my phone. I'll use
my
phone.
What do you do? Do you actually record in the dark?
No, but there's books in front of the bookshelf blocking it. But I can see like there's a narrow path down to it. But it's too dark. Shadowed.
Your library sounds like mine. Wait. I'm sending it to your phone a picture today. It might go to your mail, though.
Here we go.
You might check your...
What the hell does it say? Yeah, Next Men. It's the hardcover. Oh, it's just volume one. I have volume one.
I need Next Men number 30.
Damn, it went that high?
Yeah. It says it has six trades and three deluxe hardcovers.
I should read volume one and see if I want to get the others. They're probably out of print.
And then they went to IDW, and I have that in 2011. They did Next Men Aftermath, which continued on. Oh, they continued the numbering. That's weird. It starts with 40.
The Aftermath is the third hardcover.
So he has volume one that goes 1 through 30, and then he's got the second series, which goes issues 1 through 9, and then he continued with...
How is that possible?
40 in 2012 called Aftermath. And those are the three volumes of Next Men. By John Byrne.
This is.
Well, I think we're coming close to when you have to leave, right?
Oh yeah, I do.
So, do you want to talk about a few of these books before we,
Sure, let's talk about a couple of them. But which
let's.
ones did you actually read? Because you said you didn't have a
I'll
couple.
talk about my favorite one,
Okay.
Red Sonja. I thought it was
Oh yeah,
amazing.
that was good.
God dang.
That was the Mark Russell one.
I think the writing was just top notch. Like, it was so good because that king, he was an asshole. That invader, he would just go invade
Yeah,
to
so it
ex
starts with he's like this he's a king of this little troop, and they're going around and they're taking over all these little villages, and he's a real a-hole.
Yeah.
They put people in sacks full of rats. But you get the impression that he's not particularly like smart or anything,
No.
but he's just.
Because the other leader is smart. He's like, you don't want to go to Red Sonja's land and take it because they don't have anything to offer you. Like, they would be more trouble than they're
Yeah,
worth
or even
because
that
of their
guy.
poverty.
Yeah, even that guy, like, so they took over his town or whatever, and he was the king or whatever of it,
And he
and
was
he's
going to
like,
kill him, but
yeah,
he
he's like,
said,
keep
wait,
me
wait,
alive,
wait.
because I know stuff, and I'll be useful to you. And
Yeah.
he would be, probably.
Well, he did offer. He says the cost of what it's going to cost you is not worth what you're going to get.
Yeah, just skip by that place.
And the way this king does stuff when he invades stuff is he sends like somebody to give him a letter, and the letter says, your children will be owned by me. Your cows are owned by me. All your cattle, all your food will be owned by me. Just sign here, but you will benefit from it because you'll be part of my kingdom.
Right.
And you have to give up this many of your children to be in my army and all this stuff, crazy stuff. And then if they refuse, he goes and conquers you anyway. And that was the first king that he got to. And he was a smart leader, and he said, I have a lot to offer. And he listens to his story and then kills him anyway. And then he's back off. And then Red Sonja just lost one of her trainers, her leader, and she's back going back to
Right here, like
her
mentor.
lands. Yeah, she's going back to her lands. And they appoint her queen right before this guy
Right,
invades.
because
Like,
they knew they're about to get invaded.
yeah, so they're like, you're queen, here's your stuff, here's your people.
We're out of here.
We're out of here. And then she's like, what the fuck? I didn't ask for this. And then as soon as they get there, they offer her the letter. And she's about to just say, screw it, I didn't ask for this. But then somebody tells her she has a cousin there and about her people. And she's like, fuck this. And she sends the king back ahead and says, you can come. You're not going to like what you see. You could come and try to take it.
Well, it's better than that. She sent back a skull of one of the dudes full of horse shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that one king is like, what is this in the mouth? And he's like, that's horse shit, your sire. Digging the horse shit out of there.
Wasn't Red Sonja when she got there? She's like tired because she just did this long journey, and she doesn't even want to fight
Yeah,
these guys.
she
She's
even
like,
feels.
just keep going. She's like, don't even bother me.
She's like in her defeated phase, like just I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this anymore.
And she said,
But it doesn't last long. Now she's getting ready to kick some ass and take some names, I think.
that's gonna be good. Yeah, it was really well. Mark Russell's obviously a good writer. It was very well done, and the art was good too by Miro Kolak. Mirko.
That was the highlight of the books that for me, that was my 5 out of 5.
I think I gave that one a 5 out of 5 as well.
I
I
did only a
certainly.
couple 5 out of 5s this week. I did Red Sonja and my Zorros. A lot of them fell in the 4 out of 5 range.
Yeah, I don't remember. Let me pull up my score sheet here. Yeah, that was a 5 out of 5. And then I think I might have had one other 5 out of 5. Let's see. Scroll, scroll. Those are 4 out of 5.
Well, we had
Oh, I do have a 5 out of 5.
what is it?
I have 2 5 out of 5s. So I was very, very generous this week. The
What did
first
you have?
one, Dark Red by
That
Tim
one I gave a
Sweeney.
4 out of 5. I like that one though.
This is a nice modern day vampire tale. So it's about this vampire guy who he's just living kind of a simple life. He works at the, was it like a gas station? Convenience store type place.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like he's doing menial work, and you don't even know he's a vampire at the time. The only hint you get is that his boss says, "Oh, this drunk dude vomited all over the floor and spilled the beer. You gotta clean it up." And he said, "Hey, when you hired me, I told you I had to be out of here by this time. Like that was the only criteria." And she says, "Well, I could hire somebody else who will take all my commands." And he's like, "Oh hell!" So he has to clean up all this vomit and beer, and he gets in his car, and man, he starts to smoke. He's like,
Yeah, by the time he gets into the house, his like back's on, his shirt's on fire.
"Yeah." And then he sort of has a girlfriend, and I had to look this up because I didn't know what this condition was. It's
I'll
called
see if it was anything.
polycythemia. It's a slow-growing blood cancer in which your bone marrow makes too many red blood cells. So he's got like a perfect condition because he can feed off of her.
Right, she produces too much blood.
Yeah.
Well, it works out for her because otherwise she'd have to go to the
She
hospital.
yeah, she'd be at the hospital.
So he basically drains her excess blood.
Yeah. From areas that are not seen, like he'll use her inner thigh or chew on her buttocks. I don't know what he does, but
Take a bite of her buttocks.
it's weird though because I think there's a line in there where she said, "If you bite me here, my boyfriend won't notice because he never goes down on me," or something.
Right.
So she's this relationship is not like a boyfriend girlfriend. She has another boyfriend, but it's like this symbiotic relationship where they both get a benefit out of it. But she wants to leave with him, like out of state, like get away from this small town crap. And they get in
Right.
an argument over it.
And she wants him to. She's like, "What are you doing? You're like a vampire. You're gonna live forever, and you're living in this small hick town." It's
Yeah.
like you should be in the city. You should be like ruling the, like you could have anything you want, basically. And he's like, "I don't like the city. They're
Yeah.
loud and noisy. I like it here." He says, "That's not America. This is America." But then shit goes down.
Yeah, you see like a scene where there's these hunters near this factory and they're like looking for deer or something, and they get a naked woman on their viewfinder, their what do you call it, their scope, their gun scope, and he's like, "There's a naked woman out here," and he's like, "What?" And then all of a sudden this guy's head gets lopped off and they get killed, and it seems like there's this group of vampires out killing people, and they later want this girl who generates blood, so they attack the one vampire that works at the convenience store.
Well, I thought they wanted him, though. I thought that's what they were after.
I actually thought they were after his girl, but you
Well, they
might be
say here,
right.
they say, "This is him. This is the one."
But I thought they were waiting for the girl too.
That could be. So you think they want her as a food source?
I thought so. Because when they answer the door, she says she's been here. I can smell her through the stench of burned flesh. Kind of makes me hungry. I don't know. There might be after both of them because later on, after he has the tussle with them and kills them, that naked woman shows up and she said, "Hey, you're the savior of all the vampire race."
Right. So there's higher purpose.
I like it.
Yeah, it
It
was
was
really
really
good.
enjoyable.
And I like the art. So the artist is Corin Howell.
Yeah. Really good storytelling, really good
Lots of
sequential art.
action, had
Yeah.
some interesting concepts. Thumbs up. And that was that. Who published that? Aftershock.
Yeah.
Think was that Tim Seeley's first Aftershock book?
I think it's a second. I think he did one about garbage or trash or something. It's called something trash or burnt trash or I don't. It has trash in the title.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant trash.
Yeah, brilliant trash. That's Tim Seeley.
Okay. I don't remember if I liked that one or not. This one I liked. And then the
The
other one that I gave 5 out of 5 to is called Assassination.
this one I gave a 4 out of 5, but I liked it just as well. I like it for different reasons though, like than I do Red Dark Red. Like this one's like a humorous take, but it's really well told. Like it just.
Yeah, this is a so it's kind of a humorous take on or a story about assassins and a group of assassins. It's by Kyle Starks wrote it and Erica Henderson did the art.
And I'm not a big Erik Henderson fan, but I loved her art in this. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I thought it looked like her art. Maybe it's
No,
a little
I don't know.
grittier.
I'm used to her drawing like Squirrel Girl and stuff like that, but
Yeah.
this one I don't know. I
Well,
just
this is written for a different
I think
audience, so.
it's the same style. It definitely looks like her art. I just like the tone of it better.
More blood and body parts.
Yeah, a little more. I like Fuck Tarkington. He's my favorite. Fuck
Yeah, they
Tarkington.
list at the beginning they list all the rankings of all the assassins, which I thought was pretty cool, like on the first page.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Fuck Tarkington is one of the standouts. And then what
But
were they? Oh.
on the first page it tells you all of them. Fernando, Taipan, Niles Roosevelt, Axelrod, Chad Fingerman, Smoke, Wistful Stain, Desert Regal. Who's our main character? That's the one we gotta know his name. Does he have a nickname?
The main guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was
Oh,
though.
Chekhov's gun. That's his name. Chekhov's gun. He's getting assassinated. That's the main thing. Somebody's gonna try to kill him, and he wants to hire all the known assassins that he has to protect him. But I
Right.
don't know if I'm reading too much into it, but I think he's behind it because of his arrogance, and he's not the top assassin anymore. I think he wants to eliminate all the competition and is using this means to do so.
Right, like made it up
Yeah,
just so he could get all of them together.
I think he's making shit up. That's what I think.
It's funny because you get to know like all the different assassins because they all get together and it's kind of this casual party and there's like a food spread and stuff and they're all just walking around talking to each other like, "Hey, who are you?" And, "Oh yeah, that was a good kill you had," and
Yeah.
so and so.
They ended up annihilating a lot of each other, though.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to bring in any weapons, but then when shit goes down, there's
I think Fernando
a lot of
started all that
shooting.
shit. He started some shit, and then a lot of them got slaughtered in that fiasco.
Yeah, then they I by the end I couldn't even tell like who got killed and who was still
I know
alive.
Fuck Tarkington's still alive.
Okay, that's
I
good.
checked that one because he's a standout. Fuck Tarkington.
And then there was that one girl who just like sat on the sofa on her phone the whole time
Yeah.
until the very end.
Fuck Tarkington wears those like overalls with no
Oh,
shirt.
yeah, he's the overall guy. Yeah, he's cool.
Let's see who else lived. It's hard to tell. Smash Walker, maybe. The girl with the red glasses. Smoke, she lived. Connie the Tank, I think, lived. Who's the measly looking guy that looks normal? I can't tell. That guy was weird. There's one. Dave. Dave is just Dave. He's just the character. He
He
lived.
keeps trying to talk to people and no one wants to talk to him.
Yeah. He's kind of like the new guy that's like, oh, he's here. Oh, they're there. He's like excited to be there.
Yeah, he's trying to go meet all the
Yeah.
famous
Yeah.
people. And then he gets fuck gives him his autograph.
Fuck Tarkington. I liked it a lot. Those are the only
Okay.
ones that I think I read that. I
How you
read.
doing? Fuck Tarkington. Nice to meet you.
I read Conan Bolit.
Okay. Let
Yeah.
me find my. I like that one as well. Oh, that was the one.
That one I liked a
The pirate one,
lot.
right?
Yeah, because it was
Yeah.
about her and her father, really.
Yeah, so it's about a girl whose father is a pirate, like a big name pirate
Yeah.
guy. And she wants to grow up in his image, and he's like, "No, you don't want this life."
It's been a long time since I've read her. She br last time I read her, Brian Wood had done a Conan arc in Dark Horse that featured her. And
I did not read
she's
that.
fascinating 'cause she's like a female pirate. And I was glad that they were gonna tell her backstory.
Yeah, so this is her origin story.
Yeah. It's called, is it
Let's
Age
see.
of Conan or Age of Bolette? I can't remember the title of it.
Age of Conan.
Age of Conan.
Bullet. By Teeny Howard, with art by Kate Nemzik. Nebek, however you say it. I like the art too. I like the art in all these. Yeah, this is really good. This is really well told.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what notes I wrote on this. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I read this one a long
Yeah,
time
so do
ago.
I. Well, it started out like she wanted to follow in her father's footsteps, but then one day it was weird. He like sent her off in a boat and said, "Don't look back," and then a bunch of guys came and like arrested him.
I think he knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, he
Like,
did.
he knew he was going to either get killed or captured, and he wanted his daughter to be safe, so he's like, get the fuck out of here. And she obviously didn't listen.
Right. As she was going away, she did look back and saw that
Yeah.
the rulers of the town or whatever were capturing him to send a message to all the pirates. And then they send him off to like an island to die, like tied him up to
Probably die
a
of
pole.
starvation and heat
Right.
exposure
Yeah,
and
just exposure,
yeah.
right? And starvation.
I
And
think that's
she,
how they killed pirates back in the day.
yeah, I think they said it's like the traditional way
Yeah.
of killing the pirates. And then so she goes when they leave him, she goes out there and spends the night with him, and he's telling her all the story, his stories. And then by morning, he's ready to die.
She saved him, though, but he wanted to... She saves him eventually and wants to die, though. He says, you got to go away from here.
Yeah,
be well, your
she
own
could have
person.
Saved, yeah, she could have saved him.
She's got a fascination with sea monsters, too, for some reason. So
right. Well, she saw one time?
Yeah. So she actually wants to go find sea monsters. So she gets on the ship, and one of the first things they find is it looks like they're going to see is a giant squid of some sort at the end of the issue. I liked it. I thought it was really great. I have been enjoying the heck out of these Conan,
new Conan
Marvel comics, yeah. I'm almost caught up, too, on all of them. Really liking that. There is one title that I wanted... God, I wish we would have reviewed it. I wish you would have bought it, but it was a Kickstarter.
Ah.
And let me see if I could find it. Did I not write it? Oh, God. It's called Tracy Queen, Volume 1.
Tracy Queen?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
When I got this, I, like, looked at the art on the cover and inside, and I was like, man, I don't think I'm going to enjoy this. This is pretty, I don't know, it wasn't attractive to me. But then I started reading it, and I'm like, this story... I could talk to you about it for hours because it's fascinating. It's like something I've never read before, but it's like this woman is...
Is it just a single issue?
It's volume one, but I assume there's going to be a volume two at some point. If you go to Kickstarter and look it up, you'll see it. It's a woman is very unsatisfied with her life, and she's... They're protecting her grandfather, who's a drug lord, and she's a badass assassin. But she meets up with this squirrel, or maybe it's a raccoon. I can't remember. I think it's a raccoon, and he's a drug addicted squirrel. And they kind of like go off on these adventures together, and it's just so fucking weird, man. They do drugs together and. There's this squirrel, and he's essentially teaching her to enjoy life, but he not only teaches her how to enjoy life, he teaches her how to masturbate. She's very sexually active, and she is very unsatisfied with the men that she's meeting as in terms of she can't climax. So this fucking raccoon shows her how to masturbate. And she's like, oh man, this is the best ever. And she gets like a bunch of like sex toys and dildos and all this stuff. And her grandfather finds out and gets really pissed because she's like, what's wrong with you? You know, why are you doing this stuff? Not only does she take it to the next, she takes it to the next level and starts doing it for money. So she's making all this money, doing these online chat things. And masturbating while she's getting off. It is okay. So fucking weird, man. It is so weird. It's like something I've never seen before in comics. And they're always drugged up, too. Her and this raccoon.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it was a unique experience. And then I read that Rex Dexter. Really good. We talked about Christopher Mills. It has two stories. One is a sci-fi story about Rex and Cindy, who are asked by the government to stop a huge orb from crashing into Earth. And inside that orb, there's like a living culture. And in that culture, they have like dinosaurs, and it's like a prehistoric culture. And they have to prevent that from crashing into Earth. And then the second story is about a private eye on a space station trying to make a living. And that was a really good story, too. I liked it a lot. And there was one other Kickstarter, Tainted. This is about a cheerleader who loses her friends and boyfriend to a freak accident storm, and it causes this bus accident as they're going to a football game, and she's the last survivor. And she never really recovers from this incident and has severe depression. And there's this cult that's after her because they think that she is some kind of seer, and it's really good. It's only one issue so far, but it was a really good Kickstarter. I highly recommend the Tracy Queen and Tainted. Those were really
I like
good
the art in
Kickstarters.
Tainted. That looks good.
It was good. Both of these were good stories. Like I was really happy. I read two other ones that were decent, but they weren't as good. And it was the Emily Kubert one. She did Willowbrook. She's the daughter of Andy or Adam Kubert. I can't remember which one. She did a story. I liked it. The artwork was good, but the story didn't really like. I'm on the fence whether I'm going to continue with it. I may or may not. And then the other one I read was Hell Riot. And this was about a female bartender who manifests nanobot abilities, but then's captured by a government organization. And the second story was like a post-apocalyptic, two lesbians in a zombie world. It was interesting, but it wasn't as good
Sounds
as the
good.
other two. Yeah, it sounds great.
Good
The
premise.
Willowbrook is about three friends during Halloween season run into this teenage witch girl, and she takes them over to her grandmother's house, and then there's something weird going on with her grandmother. But I've been happy with my Kickstarters lately. I've been buying a lot, and they're finally starting to come in. Like, I'm getting one Kickstarter every week. The one that just arrived is Merrick, I think it's Merrick the Elephant Man. The Sensational Elephant Man, and I ordered the tier that came with the trade of 1 through 4, and then the singles of 5 through 8.
Cool. I have some of those on Kick, not Kickstarter, on Comixology, so I'll have to, maybe we could do a read through of some of those.
Why don't we do
Yeah, let
at
me look
least the
to see what
first
I
few
have.
issues if you
But I'll
have them?
say that Tracy Queen is on Comixology for Comixology people,
Oh yeah.
for digital people. Yeah,
Yeah.
let me see. I'm logging in now, see what I have.
Tracy Queen's not for everybody, but it is just so unique and weird. It's
Browse library. What's it called? Merrick.
Merrick the Sensational Elephant Man. It's spelled with two
It's.
R's, Merrick.
Yeah, I got 1 through 6.
Do you want to cover that
Yeah, let's do that.
next
I
time?
was wanted to read that.
And just out of curiosity, have you received I think this would be a great book for us to cover if I can find it. Barb moved my stuff away and threw me off.
Oh, Barb.
Oh, it's a Matt Hawkins book. It's called Sugar, Volume 1. Do you have
I do
that?
have sugar. I do have sh wait, sugar?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If it came out, well, when did it come out? Oh,
I
let me look on
think
DCS.
last week or the week before.
I probably don't have it yet then. I have Swing
Okay.
though.
Okay, we can cover Swing.
Did you get that one?
I do have Swing. I wanted to cover some Matt Hawkins, so I thought that'd be a good. So you want to do
Yeah. Oh,
Merrick?
I do have sugar.
Do you have it already in hand?
Looks like it.
All right.
Oh wait, that came out a while ago.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Well, I just got it.
Maybe it was resolicited.
This is Sugar Volume 1.
Yeah, Sugar Volume 1.
So those are the books we're going to cover, and we'll cover whatever else after. Do you want to plug your other ones that you talked about? Something about a van?
No, I gotta go. I'll do that next
Okay,
time.
we'll do that next time.
I gotta go to Easter. Gotta
Okay,
go
make
eat
sure.
some hard-boiled eggs or whatever you do on Easter.
If that's what you do, hide the eggs and then leave them around and they stink really
Leave them for a
bad.
couple of 2 weeks. I think you have to leave
Yeah,
them
you'll be
for.
farting too after those eating those hard-boiled eggs. All right. Well, you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. Bill is at DBM00 on Twitter. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And Mike and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. And on Facebook, Geek Brunch Podcast.
And we
And
hope you
we'll.
enjoyed this very unplanned episode.
Yeah, it's very off the cuff. And it was an order. It's a preview spotlight from 1993 or
Advanced Comics
1992.
Spotlight.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Bye.